last time on the Don and Mike Show.
What is the herpes commercial that I see on TV?
Now I only have to take 2 pills a day.
Taking the 8 pills a day was tremendously inconvenient. If it wasn't convenient for you that it's a jump in the rack with somebody.
Like having open oozing sores on your genitals is not inconvenient enough. I got news for you. If my nuts are oozing, I'll take 20 pills a day.
Absolutely.
Right? How much of an issue is this going to take?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Davis.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast from the studios of WNEW, New York, New York. You can still call Don and Mike for free at 877-365-3636. But turn your radio down. No calls to rape women. No, who would you do call? Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
This is Sam.
No calls to play the name game.
Oh, really?
Don't call telling jokes.
Show anytime for free at 1-877-365-3636. But please turn your radio down and no calls to play the name game. No who would you do call. No calls about rating women. No calls asking when are we coming to your town. And no jokes at 1-877-365-3636.
Everybody loves Donna Bike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
I know that there are a lot of people wondering if we were going to be here today, and
we were just
jigging with you for a second.
I thought that was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Philip, Jonathan, Robert, Hockberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
I got a call from Phil yesterday, and he is beside himself with excitement.
Why is that?
Well, he's down to 2 pills a day, and that's convenient.
Yeah, there you go.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Immunity Talisman and all the ships at sea. To quote our next president, the great Harry Brown, yeah, it is pretty raunchy. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's Thursday, July 13. Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. 877-365-3636. Well, after a very intense 20 hours of negotiating...
Boy, busy, busy, busy.
We are, in fact, here doing the show for you live today now, gentlemen.
Here now, in control.
Glad to be broadcasting from the Midtown Manhattan studios of good old WNEW 102.7 in New York City.
Yeah. Been on the phone a little bit, Don?
Been on the phone, had some sit-down meetings.
Yeah.
Had some car phone calls, had an airplane call today.
Wow. Very exciting.
Yes. As it stands right now, for those of you listening to us in Northern California on KHTK, the issues are pretty much resolved as far as we are concerned, as far as KHTK radio goes.
Very good.
That all of our issues were addressed, and all of the issues that we had with KHTK and some of the personnel there have been resolved.
Very good. Resolved good. To our satisfaction.
Yes. And very soon you will hear the entire show until the very end on KHTK.
Excellent.
And as far as, you know, the other disc jockey who went off a little bit yesterday at the end of the show.
Right.
You know, we were just having a debate about how good we're going to be.
Right.
About if we're going to really be company guys on this. But
absolutely.
You know, frankly, I think we've been company guys long enough on this, don't you?
I do. I mean, I think that we didn't bring a lot of this on. In fact, we brought very little of it on. We were just cruising along getting number one ratings. And I really think we just have to be fair to our listeners, especially our listeners in Sacramento.
Okay. They're going to fire Grant Napier. And I don't know if it's going to be after his show today or before his show today or if it's going to be tomorrow, but
he doesn't know it. And they wouldn't tell him yet.
And I'm sure when he asks them, they will deny it until the moment of truth.
Well, of course. They have to do that. And in fact, they were talking about this scenario. They said, please, if you can, don't say anything about it. But we have to.
Yeah. Listen, the guy's getting fired. And right. We're pretty sure he's getting fired today.
And, you know, and that's well, we were talking about the situations being resolved to our satisfaction.
That's why we're on KHGK today, because
that's one of the elements.
They've told us that they're firing Grant Napier today.
Very good.
Maybe before his show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the original scenario was they're going to fire him after his show, but now I bet they fire him.
They had told us the last time we
talked. Before his show.
Yeah. No, they had said that they were going to let him know tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Either after his show tonight or tomorrow morning.
But that was all hinging on us keeping our mouths shut.
Now who knows? Now, who knows if he'll even be doing his show tonight?
Wow. So
this afternoon.
So that's why we're happy. That's why we're here today. That's why we're with you now.
Absolutely. Sure. Here in control, gentlemen.
And we will continue to grace the airwaves of Northern California over the Blowtorch radio station, KHTK, until such time as they demonstrate that they cannot implement the changes that they have promised us that they will make, that will enable you to hear the entire show every day on KHTK.
Very good. And you went over like commercials and all that stuff and how long
yes.
the show is going to run, and you got all that worked out.
Yes, I did.
Good. Very good.
Had to draw some pictures for Ken today. You walked right in on that.
Yeah. I'd like to bring the listeners up to speed as to how much I contributed to this process, really, the meetings that you had roughly how many phone calls between last night
about
and...
About eight phone calls. And then a face-to-face with Ken today.
And out of all of that, my contribution, my meeting participation time, I would say, would you say 90 seconds maybe?
Maybe, but you know what? It was just, you walked in.
I know, I just
right as it was over.
Well, that was by design. Okay. I wanted to make sure that you knew that I was with you.
I know you are.
And I walked in there, and I swear to God, I walked in, Don sitting in a chair right across from Ken Stevens. I sit down on the couch. My buttocks touch the couch, and Don says, well, that pretty much does it, Ben. And you got up, and I said, I look at Ken, and I'm like, well, he'll bring me up to speed. Nice to see you. And I went walking down the hallway, and that's kind of the way I do it with you and Broyhill, too.
Well, it was a good meeting with Ken.
Very good.
As I mentioned, I finally had to end up drawing him some pictures.
Whatever.
So he would understand, you know, about the commercials and about why KHTK should run the entire show.
Good. Did you use multicolored crayons or magic markers?
No, actually, you know what I used? I used a tin of Altoids.
There you go.
As like a clock. I said, imagine this box as a clock.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, you see, now when you get down here by where it says wintergreen,
right,
which would be about the 8 on a clock,
sure,
that's where they start playing commercials every day. And once I did that, I swear to God, it was like the light bulb goes off and Ken goes, oh, I understand.
Bingo.
All right, so everything is fine. Everything is cool. We're glad to be with you. We're glad to be in New York. You know, we also have an issue, though, with the New York station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In which we just heard about this moments ago.
Yeah, this is brand new. Every day it's another adventure here.
You know, I don't know how many times we have said stuff over the radio that has gone to the 60-plus stations that carry this show, and
right.
it gets edited for some reason from the good people of Gotham on WNEW. What we heard before we came on the air today, right after we got done with all this crap with KHTK, right? I mean, we're having a little party because we know that Graham Napier is going to be fired.
Right.
And they're going to run the whole show, and things are pretty good. Then somebody came in and said, you realize that whenever you guys mention any Infinity disc jockey,
mm-hmm.
it's being edited out of the show on WNEW.
Ah. We didn't know that.
And I said, well, now I know that... You know, there's the one disc jockey,
right,
who's gone in the newspaper and has complained because WNEW disc jockeys talk about him.
Right.
And then there's the other disc jockey who fell off a horse and I believe has had a stroke.
We have a lot of fun talking about that disc jockey.
Yeah. But then I said, now what about like ONA? When we mention ONA, is that edited out? And they said yes. And I said, well, what about when we mention Ron and Fez? And I happen to be a fan of the Ron and Fez show. And they
said that yesterday.
They said, no, they edit that out also.
Oh my God.
Well, what's going on here? So what I'm going to do is run a little test right now. Since as we're doing this show live to all of America except New York, it's a little after 3 o'clock. And this will air sometime after 7 tonight on WNEW. So I'm going to do a test right now. I'm going to say names. And I'm going to see which names they edit out. I'm actually going to listen to the show tonight on WNEW.
Yeah, that'll be terrific. We'll be able to get this particular time of the show and find out what they're chopping out.
To see what's being edited. Okay. So first let me say, Howard Stern.
Now wait a little bit. Because,
I am. You know, I'm waiting.
Give them enough time. You know, even though we hate being edited, we certainly don't want to make their job any more difficult than it needs to be.
Don Imus.
Stupid idiot.
I'm sorry. I know you don't want any editorial content.
That's
here.
All right. No. It's a test. Leslie Gold, the radio chick.
Mm-hmm.
Who, incidentally, you know, we're very fond of.
Absolutely. Yes. Very nice lady.
Opie and Anthony.
Right across the hallway from us.
Our buddies.
Yeah. Right. Just said hi to Opie.
You know, why they would edit that out of our show, I don't know. I don't think that they have a problem, much as we don't have a problem with them talking about us.
Right. If there's any problem, we're not aware of it.
Here's a curveball for you. Harry Harrison.
Who the hell is that?
CBS-FM.
Harry Harrison.
Ron and Fez.
Yes.
Porn. G. Gordon Liddy.
You are correct, sir.
The Sports Junkies.
Show.
Jim Bohannon.
There you go. Another good friend of ours, Jim Bohannon.
See, now tonight, when we get done with the show, we will be able to turn on the radio when we leave tonight.
Right.
And we are able, normally we don't like doing this. When we leave the station, we get in the car, and we will turn the radio on to make sure that the show is on.
Mm-hmm.
And then within about 5 seconds, all of us go, no, turn it off.
Right.
You know,
I hate it.
We don't want to hear it. That's oogie to drive around and hear something that you just did on the radio a few hours ago.
I hate that.
But tonight, we will turn it on and we will see if they have edited out Howard Stern, Don Imus, Cousin Brucey, G. Gordon Liddy, Opie and Anthony, Ron and Fez, Tony Pig, Leslie Gold, the radio chick, or Ron and Fez. And I may have said Ron and Fez again.
That's all right.
Ron and Fez.
You got a thing for Ron and Fez.
I like their show.
Yeah.
They like the porn.
They like the porn, but they don't want anybody to see them liking the porn.
Now, how much of that are they going to edit out? That's the question.
Well, I think what you will hear is all of a sudden, you know, whatever our next segment is going to be, and there'll just be a gaping hole.
I mean,
where it was chopped out, where it was cut out like a gansy.
Well, if you're going to do that, at least leave in this part where we're saying now that you're editing out the disc jockeys' names that we're saying simply as a test to see what can be said on the radio. And here comes Carlos Broyhill, our producer. Hello, Carlos. Plug your microphone in.
I thought of a good way where you could really tell if it was edited.
How?
Play music under it. Play
you know, that's
song
a good idea.
Underneath of it with
Brilliant.
Lyrics.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Tim.
Excellent idea.
Oh, look at him with the guy. You know, are you the guy that edits the show?
Yeah, he is.
And we're looking at him right now, the guy that edits it here at NEW in New York.
That's funny.
That's coming from Jimmy.
That's coming from where?
Jimmy. Okay. I think he's playing.
Jimmy, turn that off. I want to play my own music.
Hold on a second.
Oh, dude looks like a lady.
Howard Stern. I'm going to try not to do this on beat.
Right.
Cousin Brucey!
Yeah, baby!
Opie and Anthony. Ron and Fez. Leslie Gold, the radio chick.
Woo!
Gordon Liddy, Sports Junkies.
Yeah!
Jim Bohannon.
La, 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 la.
Larry King. Howard Stern. I don't even know who that is. Who is that, Rob?
He works here. He's like the surf of NEW.
Did you mention Jim Bohannon again?
Jim Bohannon.
All right.
Imus, who had a stroke. Owen A. Ron and Fez. Howard Stern. V. Gordon Liddy.
Just make this a real mess for them.
There you go. Grease
man.
Not anymore,
no,
Robbie.
No.
Johnny Simpson. Imus. Owen A. Ron and Fez. Leslie Gold. David Haynes.
David Haynes.
Cousin Brucey.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're going to edit that, you got a tall order in front of you. There's
now, what are you
going to
do? Are you going to take the first break, and it's going to be 5 minutes long tonight on NEW?
The guy who edits the show has been furiously taking notes.
I don't know what. I really don't know what the point is. I mean, I know that.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah. You know, on our station, on WJFK in Washington, D.C., we're allowed to say any disc jockey's name that we feel like.
Right, exactly.
And what we're saying now is going out to the over 60 radio stations that broadcast this show, and they have no problem with it, but what we've just said will probably not be heard on WNEW tonight, which is a freaking shame, because that was a beautiful piece of radio satire.
It was wonderful, and can you imagine if police departments were like this? My God, can you imagine the car...
Howard Stern. Opie and Anthony. Imus. Leslie Gold. Anus, Imus. Ron and Fez. Opie and Anthony. Howard Stern. Don Imus. Pat Dawes. Pat Dawes.
Now you're stretching it, Rob.
Well, I believe we've made the point.
I think so.
And tomorrow we will, you know what we'll do tomorrow? We'll tape the show tonight on NEW.
And, we'll, you know, if it's been chopped up, we'll play it for you.
Yeah.
You know what it sounds like.
Please, there's no way you can edit that. That will sound like a car wreck.
Yeah,
I implore you, if you're going to edit that tonight, just beep out the names.
Right.
At least give the show the presence that it has.
And if you beep out the names, that'll give us something to work with.
Do you hear that next door? Can you handle that?
What is his first name, Charlie? Write down his first name.
Tim.
His name is Tim?
Tim.
Tim's a nice guy.
Tim, come in here for a minute.
I like Tim.
Let's meet Tim, the guy who actually tapes our show every day. And
Tim is one of the NEW good guys.
That's right. What he does is he has to edit out the stuff that Jeremy tells him can't be aired in New York.
That's right. And Jeremy comes in here and tells us that nothing's being edited.
Right. Like when I talk about Superman blowing off Lois Lane's head.
Absolutely.
That's what he says. That. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Can't say my name. I'll have to edit it.
Now, wait, this edict about editing out disc jockeys' names, this came from who?
Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens.
Ken Stevens.
Tonight, I implore you, if you must edit out the beautiful bit of radio we've just done,
right?
Just use like a beep over the names.
Okay.
Okay?
Make it special tonight. Make it sing. Make it hum tonight.
And if you have to, you know, I don't see why... You know, just beep out the dork that's in the newspaper all the time. You know, why can't we say Opie and Anthony?
Right.
I don't think they have a problem with
not
it.
Not at all.
Right. I'm positive they don't.
I don't think so.
I think
we'll be fine.
All right? Are they in commercials now, or are they doing the regular show?
I'm not sure.
They're doing the regular show.
They're doing the regular show.
They're on the air now?
Okay. Hey, you know what? Somebody should go in there. Have them call us.
Yeah, call us so we can find out how they line up.
That'd
on this
great.
Particular issue. Yeah, and that, right now management here is just starting to wet their pants.
They hate this. Right, what's
they're
the
going nuts. It's like, okay, it's happening. They're up here and they're calling the afternoon show.
Howard Stern. Imus. Leslie Gold. Ron and Fez. Don Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Throw that one in there. See if they make a mistake and beep that one out.
See if they edit our own names out of our own goddamn show.
Oh, that's great.
What a joke that is.
It's a crazy business, and every day is a different adventure.
This is the nuttiest radio station I've ever been at.
It is, word of God.
What are they doing over there, Robbie?
They'll be calling in just a moment, I believe. The producer says he's got to tell them, but I don't imagine they would have any trouble calling in.
All right.
They've done it before.
All right. Well, then, let's take a phone call while we wait to work this out with the boys next door. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah, I got an idea for Don and Mike.
Do you really think we need ideas? We're doing so well on our own.
No, but seriously.
No, seriously.
No, we were very serious when we said that to you. That's a question. Do you think that we need ideas right now?
I know you don't, but...
Thank you.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's good. We're on a roll. You know, you dispatched that caller.
All right, we are here making beautiful radio.
Right.
And some guy with his thumb up his nose and his other thumb up his butt wants to call and say, well, hey, I got an idea.
Then we said, do you think we need ideas? But seriously.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
There he is.
All right, that's just a breather. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I talked to Don and Mike.
You're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. What?
How's the show going?
Do you have a radio?
No.
What? Then why are you calling us?
Because I love you guys.
You just wanted to say hi?
Yeah.
But you don't... You don't have a radio?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
They're not that expensive.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, but that's perhaps our most dedicated fan.
He was wonderful. He didn't have a radio and he was just calling because he loves us.
Who cares? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes.
You are
hey,
on the
I just want to thank
air.
You guys for getting rid of that big, hairy, throbbing tool, Grant Napier.
Well, it's not us. It's the management of KHTK.
And quite frankly, the rest of the country doesn't really care, so thank you, but thank you.
The rest of the country has no idea who he is.
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Now speak to Don and Mike, please.
Yeah, you are speaking to us.
I'm sorry. I turned the radio off. Hey, have you guys seen Barbara Conger and Playboy?
What part of Baltimore are you from?
The South Side.
South Side
you
of Baltimore.
Got it, Mike.
Let me tell you right now. I'll tell you. Let me talk to the boys.
Hey, I've hit the big time. I actually moved to Pasadena.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, man, I love that sound. I used to hang out at the Desert Lounge in Pasadena.
Well, that's Darva Kanger. Mm-hmm. That's old news.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you guys had seen the pictures yet.
She posed one two months ago. So she's been in Playboy. I mean, it's all right that you call, but I mean, you know, come on.
I just bought it today. I'm sorry, guys.
Mike threw it out his window.
That's right. My wife wouldn't let me look at it because, you know, she saw through the scam. I said, boy, hon, let me tell you something, hon. Thought you'd be curious to see a Darva Conger, you know, posing in Playboy. And she said, no, that's a scam. You just want to look at naked pictures. So I threw it out the window.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm calling from Sacramento.
Right, we're in New York City. Hello.
I know where you're at.
Yeah, good for you.
Right. What?
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 Well, why?
You called us.
Yeah. About Grant Napier.
What about him?
Well... What makes you so high and mighty that you can get him fired?
Frankly, we're
mad.
Delete that out. You can't use that
cussing.
Language.
He's cussing
you
a blue streak.
You can't say the S word.
Yeah, I can.
No, not on the air.
No, you can't. You sorry. Go. Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
The force is strong with this one. Hey, Carla. It's Diggs.
I mean, some kind of, you know, it's more of that goddamn gang code.
Buzz, you usually decipher that. What was he trying to say?
I think he was trying to say hello to Carla.
And it was Diggs.
Way to go, Decoder Ring.
I got to tell you something. Before I can't believe we haven't even talked about Survivor yet. And I watched it because it was a good one last night. They got rid of that bitch, Gretchen.
Gretchen's
the
gone.
School teacher.
Yeah.
I got to tell you about our flight up here today. Thank God you weren't on the flight, Mike. There is no way.
Buzz told me I'd be, I would have been a little freaky.
You would have been. When Rob and I sat down on the plane, we sit down in our aisle, and the guy sits down in the seat in front of us, and he puts his arm on the armrest, and the armrest falls off. Into the aisle. I mean, it's like, all of a sudden, there, the armrest is just laying in the aisle of the airplane.
Oh, my God.
And the stew comes over, and she just looks at it.
Right.
She goes, and she picks it up, and she just kind of shoves it back in the little hole thing and walks away.
Oh, my God.
It's like the plane is falling apart. And then what were those noises? Did you guys hear the noises when the plane was taking off today?
Some kind of vibration, like brrrr.
It honestly sounded like the plane was farting.
Yes.
It really did. A long fart.
Or coming apart.
Buzz, you had told me it sounded like the ceiling was was caving in.
It did. It sounded like it was coming from above, this brrrr sort of sound.
And we had a pilot who loved doing circles.
Really?
I mean, he did circles when we were leaving.
Was it my buddy again? Or was
no,
it
no I don't think
gal.
It was the guy that was your friend.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Tight right. circles.
And we had a very disenfranchised male waitress on the plane.
Yeah. He was angry.
You know, generally those waitresses on the airplanes, they should be ladies. I think whenever you get a waitress on an airplane who's a man, if he's not a homo, he's got a real problem. And this guy, did you
I'll pay you money, incidentally, next time we are on a plane together to say, to just raise your hand and go, waitress, do a guy. I swear to God, I'll give you $100 if you do that.
Okay.
Waitress!
Did you catch the attitude from the male waitress?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The attitude was, I cannot believe that I am handing out bagels to these schmucks on an airplane and rolling this cart up and down the aisle.
You boys just don't understand the civilized way to travel. Go Amtrak, boys. Go Amtrak. Yeah.
This guy was so unhappy.
Bitter.
We were trying to figure out what his previous failed occupations might have been.
This can't have been his first choice.
No. Loofah boy?
We think that perhaps, based on the fact that he had streaks in his hair, maybe he had been involved somehow like in the music industry, like in a band or something.
Sure. Or maybe a good strong chance he was a cosmetologist.
Could be. A failed one.
He was an older guy. He was a guy like maybe 30.
You know, be ye gay or straight. I think that, you know, maybe snapping your fingers and hollering, waitress. Especially with the publicity that's been rampant lately about passenger behavior on airlines.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Waitress!
You would not have had a good time on the flight.
You guys mentioned like a lot of those experiences where it's not a lot of fun.
And we also want to say hello to our good friend. Well, what's his name, Rob?
Gene. Buddy Gene.
Gene, the guy at the airport in D.C., who Rob and I see every time. Today he has...
Just the old guy?
Yeah.
He looks like Rickles.
This old guy who has a tie, and it's one of those ties that goes only halfway down his belly.
Always a good look. It was a look patented by the late Curly Howard.
It's getting a quarter inch shorter every flight. I don't know how he does it.
And today,
amazing.
Today he has a name tag on for the first time. And as we're walking by, I walk by him first, and I see the name tag, and just as I'm about to turn around and say something, Rob screams at him, "Hi, Gene!" to this old guy.
And he's friendly. He smiles.
Well, you guys had mentioned that he wasn't friendly until you brought...
Jenna and Shiloh.
That's
yeah.
true. That was right. the turning point, because right. he really turned it on for them last night.
Hi, Gene.
Absolutely pawing all over them.
You didn't call Gene waitress, did you, by any chance?
No. Not yet.
I swear. You know, especially when we go out to the West Coast.
I'll do it.
You know that I'm going to be halfway. That whole flight, that whole 5 hours of it. Come on, ask for the waitress.
$100, I'll do it. $100, I'll crap on a cart. Yeah. Don Imus. Opie and Anthony. Howard Stern. G. Gordon Liddy. Leslie Gold, the radio chick. Don and Mike. Well, we played all the way through this Aerosmith record. I don't even know what cut this is.
And that's a tricky one. See, that's the wild card that you throw at the end of the segment there. That's good. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Amos.
Rob Spiewak. On drums.
I said Amos. did Amos and Andy work for CBS? Did they ever work for CBS?
Why would you ask me that?
You were looking right at Rob when you said that.
Don Imus. Howard Stern. Leslie Gold, Ron and Fez, O&A, Junkies, P&M, Sherlita Cologne.
All right, here we go.
Cousin Brucey.
Joe Ardinger.
Yeah. Don't you dare edit that name out. Beautiful man.
All right, I'm sick with that game now.
That's great.
I'm sick of that game now.
Waitress.
We will talk about Survivor in a second. Let's clear the lines right now and start today's show with a call number 100.
Good.
Oh, and about Survivor, today we're going to have the Jesus freak on the show,
yeah.
Dirk.
Ah. Dirk.
The guy with the Bible who was kicked off a couple of weeks ago.
What a Dirk.
Dirk will be on, and also today, it's the return of New York engineer Peter Johnson.
Yeah, hey. So one of the first people I see every time I come up to WNEW in New York City.
When we play Match Game 2000 with Peter Johnson. All of that coming up today. We'll start the show with a call 100 right now and a prize package we've selected especially for you and a shot at $500. Good luck. Call now, 877-365-3636. Call 100.
This is the Don and Mike Show. From New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, time now for call number 100.
Yeah.
And here is that call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm caller 100.
Right, what's your name?
Rick Napier.
Oh, come on, what's your name?
It's Rick.
Rick, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Modesto, California.
You know, we heard from somebody during the break that now they might not fire him till tomorrow.
Right, yeah, we've kind of thrown a monkey wrench in.
Now they're pissed that we talked about it, so now they're going to have to tell us it's just something that we're making up.
You know, we knew they would be pissed, but we did it for you.
Listen, you, my friend, call 100. You won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it is supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made, Durex condoms. And for you, that's probably a 10-year supply. Are you ready to go?
Actually, I'm fixed, so.
Oh, you know, another one of those guys who's fixed and proud of it.
And you notice whenever a guy's going to tell us he's had a vasectomy, he pants like a dog right before he's going to do it, he always goes, I had one.
And he says he's fixed, like the way you would fix a dog.
Sure, very low self-esteem. Tell that woman that you're the boss.
All right, my friend, listen, even though your little guys can no longer swim upstream, we'll give you a shot at $500, Secret Sound number 6, coming at you now. Please listen to it. We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. About it. Don't answer till Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. A common, everyday household sound. You come up for the answer and we give you $500.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yeah.
What is the sound?
Sounds like an electric car door lock.
No, it's not. Thank you, though.
No.
Good guess.
No.
Good guess. And don't forget that every guess
is a clue for you.
Okay, last night.
2000, show gone crazy.
Oops. I thought I was playing a Survivor thing.
Oops.
Robbie, can you find the Survivor music for me? I thought it was cut number 17, and that was the guy saying this house is sure gone crazy.
Well, it is kind of of a crazy island. Not a crazy house. Well, they live in a... It's a crazy hut.
Okay, hit stop.
I think it's the wrong disc.
The wrong disc?
Okay. Yeah, that was the short drop disc. You wanted the sound effects disc.
All right, load that up because...
Loaded, honey.
Last night's Survivor, I thought, was real good.
Uh-huh. You know, I was taking the family out to dinner in my never-ending quest to miss every episode of Survivor. But right towards the end of the meal, when they were voting... One of the people at this Japanese restaurant, you know in those Japanese steakhouses where you all sit at
the table? Right.
Well, it's great for little kids because they've got a show to watch, and so we take them to this place, and at the very end, Laura says, "They're," and we really look like idiots because Laura says, "They're voting somebody off the island now." And I just jumped out of the chair and ran over to the TV in the corner of this restaurant, which was on. And meanwhile, you got all these clink sounds, you know, where it's going cling, cling, like as they're throwing the salt shakers in the air and like breaking the eggs on the grill. And I stood over there in the corner and waited, and the sound was turned down really low. So all I could see
was them holding up the signs.
And then when, you know, I was sitting there, and it was so dispersed until Gretchen got the two votes.
Yeah.
And I was very, very much delighted.
You missed a good episode.
Uh-huh.
And the reason it was good was when they put the two tribes together,
right.
They took one person from each tribe to tell them what their new deal was going to be.
Okay.
And this is where I think both of the people from the separate tribes made a mistake.
They did.
They brought these two people together, and they said, now you're going to be one tribe, you're going to have different jobs to do, you're going to have to work together, each week you're going to let one person go, but because you're the two representatives from the different tribes,
mm-hmm.
have a seat.
Right.
And they pull out a table. And on the table, they have lobster. They have they had some kind of buttery goo to put on the lobster.
Butter sauce.
They had four bottles of wine.
Oh, wow.
They had a bed with a down comforter. And what these two people did, Fred, the two representatives from the tribe...
This is really
they
great.
They ate all the food, they drank all the wine, and where they made the mistake, in my humble estimation, was right. When they came back the next day... They told everybody about it. Now,
yeah, I mean,
how stupid is that? Because the other people never would have known it if they would have just said, listen, let's keep this our secret that we had real food
right.
And we had four bottles of wine.
Did they have the option to bring the bottles of wine back to their tribe members?
I don't
think so. That's not the CBS way on Survivor.
You think that they had to eat it there and they couldn't
yeah.
bring it back?
I do think that.
Yeah, but still, why would you go back and why would you tell people? And the people in the tribes, they were reacting great. They were saying, you won't believe what we had. We had lobster with butter sauce. And,
baked
oh, my
potato.
God. We had a baked potato. We had four bottles of wine. We were hammered.
And were the reactions of all the other people like, oh, you creeps?
Yeah, to an extent. Not everybody was real mad, though.
The maddest person was the guy Greg, the guy who won the immunity challenge last
yes.
night. He was the most mad. He was the only one who was upset.
You know, not to overanalyze it, but wouldn't it be a possibility if they didn't tell the rest of their people that they'd eaten this stuff that, you know, old Johnny Khaki Pants
yeah.
could come back down and say, hey, this is what we served them. Did they tell you?
Yeah, you know, maybe they could have.
It's possible.
Maybe they could have. But I thought as I was watching it last night, it was the wrong play. And I also noticed that the only thing Rudy ever says now on the show is pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass.
Every time they cut to Rudy, they said, what do you think about the two tribes living together?
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. I don't know if they use the same cut every time.
No, different.
We just said it over and over again.
Do you think that he's beginning at his advanced age to show the true strain
well,
of being on the island?
Well, outside, they had a contest. Where they had to go underwater and see who could hold their breath the longest.
Right.
All the girls came up first, of course, because right. they have less lung capacity than
yeah.
men. But the first guy up was Rudy.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Rudy looks like he's
not doing that well.
Even Richard, the doughy homo,
right.
stayed down longer than Rudy did.
Did you notice Rudy's color when he surfaced?
Yeah, Rudy did not look good when he came up.
Not well.
No.
Not well.
He did not look good. And that was a great upset, incidentally, when Gretchen was voted off the island last night.
Gretchen has been your least favorite from the very beginning.
And you know who was it Jervis who stayed underwater the longest?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, Jervis, the guy who can't swim,
right.
stayed underwater. As a matter of fact, I think the last guy, well, he had 2 minutes. The last guy came up like at 1:40.
Right.
Jervis stayed underwater and just looked up and said, no, I give the okay sign. I'm fine down here.
2 minutes is like somebody who's trained to do it. That's pretty incredible.
So then this morning I was watching one of the morning shows. I guess it was a CBS morning show before right. we got to the airport today. And they had Gretchen on.
Mm-hmm.
And they had her all fixed up. And you know, even when she's fixed up,
was she still nasty?
You know, and Frida said to me, I'm reading her all wrong, that she's a very sweet person. I said, I've never liked Gretchen on the show. I thought she's bitchy. She complains about other people.
The only thing I liked is when Gretchen was talking about Joel when he was voted off the island, and she made some comment about why she was voting against Joel, and it was very honest, and like kind of saying that he's a pretty boy, yuppie, yeah. on a silver platter, you know, had born with a silver spoon in his mouth. I always liked the reason that she voted Joel off, but she was also a little, behind the back sneaky, wasn't she?
I just didn't like her. And when she was on today on this morning show, she was crying.
Oh, really?
When she was talking
really?
About the experience, saying that she missed all of the people and that she felt bad that she had to vote people off.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Little kooky. Little nutty.
Yeah, I would say if you're crying about it. It's tremendous duress, emotionally and physically, so probably that plays into it a little.
And the Big Brother update, even though the show wasn't on last night, I don't know if you saw this or not,
mm-hmm.
your guy, the roofer?
I saw it today.
He killed a guy 12 years ago. Accidentally, of course.
Right. Really screwed his head up. Hunting accident. Slipped on an icy log. Put a cap into his buddy.
So they announced it last night on Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, Rob. And we'll never know for sure.
And they have his wife on Entertainment Tonight last night right. saying, oh, if he knew this was out, this news would kill him.
Where did it come from originally? Does anybody know where?
Somebody checked into the background of this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think. Entertainment Tonight did, I think.
He'd be, you know, if you said somebody in that house accidentally killed somebody, he would be officially the last person I would ever figure that
I know,
would have done
yeah.
that.
But he did.
Sure. Crazy hunters.
But he did.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Man, oh man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hola, you are on the air. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know what I loved about that is that Gretchen was actually stunned. She goes,
Oh, my God, it's me.
Yeah.
They were counting up the votes at the end.
Right.
And then when she realizes, that's exactly what she said. Oh, my God, it's me.
She was, a little dazed by the whole procedure.
It was the first one where I think we ever saw someone kind of stunned. Like, she really had no clue.
Yeah, and again, no votes at all for Jervis.
Right. I thought there was one for Jervis.
There was one.
Was there really?
There was one
who voted for Jervis?
I don't remember now.
I get
a little extra credit for that one because I was in a Japanese restaurant with the volume turned down. Mm-hmm.
You know why I got screwed up maybe? Because what they do is you don't really see who everybody voted for until the very end, until the credits are running.
I hate the way they do that. I know they're trying to build the suspense, but I really wish they just do that differently. It's like they seem to do it differently every time, too.
Did you notice what Jervis did, though, when he voted?
What?
You know, Greg had immunity. He wrote Greg's name.
Oh, and he crossed it out.
And wrote, oops. But he made it so you can still read it, so we know what he's thinking anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
All right, I'll try that one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Please turn your radio down.
I did.
Thank you.
Did you see that when they first had to move into the tent the first night together and it was raining, they all had to snuggle together?
Yeah.
And Rudy, the old fart, was getting pissed at these hot young chicks. Or rub it up against them all night.
Yeah, they were saying that Rudy kicked them in the head.
Yeah, I think he might
be. Because he was angry?
Sure.
No, because they were in his way. Because he had his spot already figured out, and then it started to rain, so the girls were snuggling against him to get out of the rain, and he was kicking them in the head.
Rudy's not only grouchy, he's past his prime. He said, at one point, I had like four women on my chest. He goes, I don't like the things they talk about around here. They talk about sex a lot. I don't care about that.
Oh, yeah, he's past that.
Yeah.
You know, that's I hope like I'm 90 and still thinking about it. Yes, please.
Who was the guy who looked like he was putting a move on Richard?
That's Greg.
Greg, yeah.
In the preview.
I thought Greg was with Jenna at one point.
Wow. Greg intimated that...
Cheryl is her name?
He intimated that he might, be the catcher for Richard's pitching.
Yeah, according to the previews, whatever the chick is that he's with now, he breaks it off with her.
Colleen, I think.
Colleen, that's it.
Yeah, and, pardon my borderline homophobia, but I'll tell you right now, the lack of hygiene on that island. Just the idea of catching.
That Richard's in the water all the time.
You know, and pitching to Richard.
Salt water. Salt water and Richard.
And don't forget, Richard walks around naked all the time.
Yeah, easy picking.
Uh-huh. Hello, survivors. I'm Richard.
I'm going fishing again. Would you like to come with me? Look, I got another ray.
What did he say last night when the tribes merged? Richard said something like,
look at him. You think it's so easy to catch fish. Look at him go in. He's not getting anything. Now they'll realize that I'm really worth something around here.
Fisherman.
he's my favorite.
Yeah.
The homo is. Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
With children.
I thought there was something about children.
Good job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, wasn't Gretchen part of that alliance on the Richards team?
I thought that there were four members of the alliance.
No.
It was Richard, Rudy, Susan, and who's
the
one?
Guy.
And was it Greg?
Tito.
it was
Tito. I don't remember which guy.
I thought it was Gretchen. Anyway, I've got a message for Rob's wife.
You could see Rob's face, sir.
Look at him.
Oh, that's a shame that you said that. That really is.
Why? Is Carrie on the phone?
Telephone. I don't know. Who's on the phone? Jimmy, who's on the phone?
Huh.
Jimmy, tell me who's on the phone.
I better get that.
It's me.
Oh, it's Barty.
Bart on the phone.
Hi, Barty.
Hey.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I know who voted for Jervis.
Oh, who voted for Jervis?
One of the girls, because when she did, she just went, moo.
Oh, that's right.
Jenna.
Oh, Jenna.
Jenna voted for Jervis.
Yeah, Shiloh didn't, but Jenna. All right, thank you, bud. Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, see you later.
Wouldn't that be an island?
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
You know, if you really wanted to reinvent that show.
You put some porn stars on that island.
Call it Amazon Island.
Todd and Mike Show. And who would you have to direct it? Andrew, what's his
name? Andrew Blake.
20 women. One man.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, that voting alliance was Richard, Kelly, Susan, and Rudy was not involved in the voting alliance. He didn't want to be part of it, but those three did vote for Gretchen then.
I thought Rudy was in the alliance.
He is. Rudy's come around on that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Is it Don and Mike?
Yes.
Just wanted to comment on Gretchen was not part of the alliance. That was Kelly.
Oh, yeah. God. Haven't we straightened that out already? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, please.
Are you calling about the alliance?
Yeah, I'm just calling to see if y'all caught when they moved in, when Richard told Sean, hey, handsome.
No, he did.
No,
I remember it. Hey, handsome.
I had a life insurance guy that called me handsome, and that's why I wouldn't buy life insurance from him.
No,
I didn't. I had it for a long time, and that's one of the reasons. Hey, handsome.
Mike, is your ass insured? Hello, Don and Mike.
Let's go spearfishing.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I don't know if you guys are watching. MSNBC said they had interviews with an exclusive report that said Jervis is the Survivor winner. So that's like the latest rumor going around now.
You know what? Everybody has got a story. I can't tell you how many people have come up to me and said, listen, I know somebody who knows somebody who says so-and-so is going to be the last one left.
Gee, let me think. Would that network have an interest in screwing up the Survivor show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would bet that somebody that is not Jervis.
I think
the last one left.
Jervis is my next choice after Rudy.
You think Jervis is a favorite before Richard the Homo?
Yes, yeah, really? I really do, yeah. I think it's, in fact, Rudy was kind of my fun pick because I think Rudy is kind of universally hated by everybody, but Jervis would be my legitimate pick.
You know,
Jervis gets stronger and stronger as he goes on.
We might have to get some old-fashioned bet going.
Yeah, I think so.
About the end of Survivor.
Because I really do think Jervis is going to be the last guy.
Oh, you're changing from Rudy to Jervis.
My intellectual pick
if we were gonna
is
bet,
Jervis.
If
my
we were
gonna emotional
bet,
pick, yeah.
If we were going to bet, you'd bet Jervis?
Jervis before Richard.
Then I would bet Richard. I would stay with Richard.
Okay.
Should we do the bet?
I think whoever wins, based on Richard, walks around the studio naked all day. No.
Really?
You do.
I don't think I'm going to lose. That's why I said that.
Okay. Well, I think we got to do, we always go back to the pie.
Oh, it's got to be something bigger than the pie, though.
This
is something that has captured America's fancy, the Survivor show.
Eat a bug?
Yeah, maybe eat a bug. Maybe eat a big bug. Maybe eat one of those big larva bugs that they were eating.
Yeah, like that.
A garva bug.
Or just like a camel cricket. It'd be crispy.
I would eat a bug if I lost. Would you eat a bug? What?
I don't know.
Don't just look at me, say something.
I'm speechless. Sometimes that happens on this show when I'm exceedingly disturbed. When something is really occupying my mind.
And even if neither Jervis nor Richard won the contest, whoever finished higher,
just be a one-on-one,
their guy would be the winner. Are you up for that, for a bug eating?
If I know what guy, if it's like a bug you can eat. If it's a, you know, I don't want to eat like a bug.
Not a tarantula.
I don't want someone to go down to the station bathroom and find a bug. I want to have a bug that's like made for eating.
Get it, Wendell?
Not through with a big net.
Butterfly net.
You know, I'm sure there's somebody listening.
Sure.
Yes. Who's a
lepidopter.
Like a chocolate-covered grasshopper or something.
Yeah, they have those type of things.
Don't they sell those in stores?
Yeah,
I'll eat a bug then.
Okay, that's the bet.
The bet is eat a bug.
And if Jervis was to go out next week, you'd have to eat the bug next week.
Absolutely.
And conversely, if Richard was to go out next week,
you've got
to
eat the bug.
I'd have to eat the bug next week.
Right.
You went in on this, Buzz?
I would agree with you. I would have said Richard would have been my choice.
Oh, that
survivor
is such a cop-out. Pick another guy so you might have to eat a bug. Robbie, who is your favorite?
You know what? I'd really rather not get involved, but I would think...
Of course.
These guys.
Of course. You two.
Pussy and pussy.
It's always you and me, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's always you and me.
That's why you're the head of the show.
I mean, it'd be more fun if there was a one out of four chances, you know, any one of us is going to eat a bug.
I mean, I would ask Broyhill, but seriously...
Broyhill, me like bugs.
Broyhill has no idea what the show Survivor is.
No, he doesn't care.
He's never watched it.
Keep in mind, I've already eaten rat, so I'm already one ahead of you guys.
But who would you pick?
If I had to pick, I would probably go with Richard.
Another Richard. Well, Mike, what can I say? But we all love Dick.
I know, you like Dick.
For fun, I'll say Greg. Just to play along, I'll say Greg.
Now, are we forcing you into that, Buzz?
See, that it's not pure, because if Richard is really your choice...
Right.
Well, then why don't you guys stand with me with Richard?
Okay.
And if Richard loses,
we'll all eat bugs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, let's do that.
How about that? If you guys are on the dick bandwagon.
We are.
And if Jervis stays, Mike has to eat three.
You are a zinc.
No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Or at least two.
No.
Maybe one and a half.
No, it's basically three.
Or a bigger one.
One and a leg.
Okay.
Drumstick.
All right, so that's the bet. We're going to put that down.
That will be the bet. I go along with that, and it will really suck if I lose that bet, because I'll have three grinning faces looking at me eating a bug.
And it should be a big-sized bug.
I want it to be... Don't they actually sell bugs somewhere?
Yes.
I want to...
I'm positive here in New York we could find a place that sells
chocolate-covered bugs.
Absolutely. But a big bug, not something little.
You are really confident.
Medium size.
I can tell you're really confident.
And also, the thought of eating a chocolate-covered bug doesn't gross me out.
It really...
I'd probably do it for a dollar anyway.
It's
no big deal to me.
That creeps me out.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi. Would everybody please stop asking us how we're doing?
All right, anyways. Hey, did you catch the fact that Jervis and...
Jervis.
Goodbye. Jesus.
Well.
Hey, how you doing?
You know
how
what?
You doing, Don and Mike?
Where does the break, Siri? And I don't want to, you know, maybe it's because I'm thinking about eating a bug. But I'll tell you right now, where does the breakdown occur? I mean, is it not an E? Is it not very obvious that he has got an E? How does that really? Where in
I
the brain?
I think it's because it's a G and it sounds like a J.
Jarvis. Where does it turn into Jarvis?
I think it's the G. I really think it's the G that sounds like the J.
Jarvis.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. I want to tell Buzz that Greg's the next guy off the island, unfortunately.
Buzz is in the dick camp right now.
Yeah. How do you know that?
How do I know that?
Don't answer a question with a question, please.
Sorry. The last week's episode, Richard was talking about his alliance and said that when they get the two teams merged, that Greg was the biggest threat to him, and that's who he wanted the alliance to vote off. So.
To go, yeah.
Okay, so this is a theory.
Everybody has a theory, right?
Well, right, but that's what. And last night the alliance was the ones who voted Gretchen off, so they. I mean, they're.
Everybody's got a theory. Listen, I tell you what, I got your theory right here, pal. Okay.
Hey.
The theory is in my pants right now. Well, come down and eat a bug if you really think you know something.
God, I hope it tastes okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hell, if I lose, I might do it with you anyway.
Really?
Just for snacks, yeah.
It's me too. Cool.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
I've done it before.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess they're the kind of bugs you can eat.
Sure. Right. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, my theory on Richard is after his legal problems that was publicized last week, I don't think getting off the island after winning $1 million, he'd go home and whip up on his boy like that.
It's an interesting point. That is an interesting theory.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. We got a break. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Question. Did either of you also think it was a blatant attempt on their part when they hooked up the two good-looking single people, the four bottles of wine, you know, that they were trying to get them to hook up?
Sure. Well, I think the good-looking is relative on the Survivor Island.
Yeah, who were the two that had the meeting?
Jenna. Was it Jenna and...
Yeah, I think Jenna's the best.
Jenna and Sean. I mean, you don't think that Jenna girl's hot, man?
I think Jenna is pretty hot.
I don't think there's anybody on that island that's doable.
You don't think Jenna's doable?
No, I don't.
Jenna's a nice body.
Yeah, she's very nice-looking, man.
Now, she's got that white trash Pasadena, Maryland look about her.
Yeah.
Here's another thing to think about, too, Mike. You were talking about, you know, Richard doing the pitch and all that, and about hygiene, and you know they have no lubricant, I'm sure.
Oh, God, especially after the salt water.
No, that's going to be gross.
Richard could find a lubricant. Richard could,
aloe plant.
Yeah, go to a plant and get some squeezy stuff.
I'll bet that's the luxury item he brought with him.
Hello, Don, my show.
How come we all came up with that at the same time?
Hello.
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, I'm calling from Leesburg.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you that I know who won the Survivor show.
Oh God. Everybody is. Okay. How do you know?
My sister lives in Providence, Rhode Island, and Richard lives up there. And I guess he's been having big parties at his house every weekend. And so he's been, like, throwing the money around.
Can I just tell everybody, I'm sure you know, that they all signed a contract that said if people find out, they have to pay CBS $4 million.
Wow.
And they're all getting rich on endorsement deals, so he may be celebrating that money.
Yeah, he may not be telling anyone. He's just having a lot of parties up there.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm eating a bug.
See, having lots of... Are they crazy gay parties? Are they wild homo parties?
I don't know. That's my sister.
They have lots of butt sex.
They're aloe lotion parties.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Well, everybody thinks they know.
Yep. Yep.
We'll find out. Listen, where is Peter Johnson?
He's around.
Why don't you see if he's ready to play? Bring him in. I want to show him his pictures on the web first.
Ah, Peter Johnson.
And then we're going to play Match Game 2000 with Peter Johnson.
Yay.
If you want to play Match Game, we need four callers right now to play Match Game 2000. Phone number is 877-365-3636. And I'm going to the web right now to www.2exposed.com. And I'm going to try to pull up the pictures of Peter Johnson.
Peter Johnson.
So that he can... I don't think he's seen the pictures yet from Jenna and Shiloh on your birthday show. So let me see. Which is... Oh, here they are, right here.
They're right there, right?
Here are all the pictures of Peter Johnson.
I just see Peter's undershirt
on the birthday show.
Here he comes, let's ladies and gentlemen. Peter Johnson!
Hey, Pete, pick up the microphone there. Question, Pete, have you seen the pictures of yourself on the web?
I've seen some of them.
Yeah, way to go. Pete's been checking it out.
Okay, well, you want to tell me which one you'd like to see. I've got all of them here, and I can click on them to
make... I saw all of them.
There you are wearing the penis mask on your chin. Right there, you see that one? Let's check out this one right here. Let me click on this one, make this one bigger. Look what you're doing there, Pete.
Oh, my.
Look at that. You've got that thing in your mouth, and that thing is going into her.
Oh, God.
It's different from here.
All right, let me see. Pete, what about...
I was proud to take that picture.
How about the one with him just on his chin with that thing on
that right there?
Yeah.
All right, I'll click on that one. Make it bigger. This page cannot be displayed. All right.
That's interesting.
How about this one, where they're on the floor together? You know what? I bet a bunch of people are going to the site
That's
now.
That's exactly what it is.
And it's getting overloaded right now. Well, there they are, Pete. We can't make them any bigger, but there are all your pictures on the web. Now, has your wife seen these pictures?
I hope not.
You hope not. Did everybody around the radio station see the pictures?
I think it's starting to get circulated.
Mm. Have you heard anything from the guys in the station?
They're just jealous, I think.
Of course they are. Pete,
you're
jealous?
You're a major star.
Who's that?
That's Opie and Anthony.
Pete, we'll play the game with you in just a second. Okay? I want to talk to my friends Opie and Anthony for a second.
Good.
Hello, hey, O&A?
Yeah.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, actually, it's Rick, their producer. Can you hold on a sec?
Sure.
Hold on.
All right.
732-591-5569.
All right, we're on hold with Opie and Anthony, who are live right now here in New York.
Right now.
Right now.
Pete, we don't need you for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, come on back later, play the Match Game.
We'll do that in our next break.
By Infinity Broadcasting, this is 1027 WNEW, New York.
I believe we're going on the Don and Mike Show, Anthony.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, they had a slight problem with us, I guess, and they told us to call their radio show.
No.
You were misinformed. Who told you that?
Our listeners.
No. We have no problem with you guys whatsoever.
No.
You guys want to fight?
No.
they're working us. That's what they're doing.
Hey, listen, boys.
Fight. Yes.
Boys, we've been told that they are not only editing out the name of Howard Stern when we say it on our show, but they're also editing out Don Anus, and they're even editing out when we mention you guys or when we mention Ron and Fez or Leslie Gold. Are you guys...
Are you kidding?
No. The guy that runs our show at night said that Ken said that they're supposed to edit out the name of every Infinity disc jockey that we mentioned.
What were those names again? So you're talking about Opie and Anthony.
Howard Stern, right. Don Imus.
Okay.
Cousin Brucey.
Leslie Gold.
Leslie Gold, Ron and Fez, Sports right. Junkies, G. Gordon Liddy. You guys don't mind if we mention your names, do you?
Not at all. We expect you guys to.
Yeah,
please.
Right. Yeah, please. Of course. Harry Harrison.
We weren't aware of the fact that we couldn't mention those names.
Actually, I don't mind if you mention my name. But it's getting hard to hear because my oxygen level in my bloodstream is pretty low.
Well, man, Dueling Imus is, you stupid idiot.
Shut up.
I fell off my horse. My lungs collapsed.
Bernard, you jackass.
I'll tell you right now, you stupid idiot.
Ah, you dumb jerk.
Where the hell are my sunflower seeds?
Now, how are they gonna edit this out of two shows today? We're effing them here.
What's that deal that...
Did you guys see him on TV with the oxygen tube in his nose?
How can you miss it?
Yeah, I know. It's great, isn't it? I always thought he only had one lung to start with.
Yeah, he lost a lung like about 3 or 4 years ago. It just collapsed on its own.
That's why I wear the cowboy hat. I keep a bottle of oxygen under here. My big bad cowboy hat, baby.
Stupid idiot. I keep the controls.
Up,
right now, you stupid idiot. I keep the controls down on my big brass belt buckle.
That's right, I-Man.
Thanks a lot, stupid idiot.
All right, well, listen, boys. We were unaware that our show was being edited like that. We want to make sure you guys are cool with it.
We're very cool with it.
All right.
As long as we can say Don and Mike, right?
Yes, of course.
That. Hey,
please say it often.
I can tell you this. Ken Stevens doesn't, dump out of our show when we do Linus Bits.
That's great.
Oh, please.
That's fantastic.
No, he does.
I know he does.
They are kidding. They get their show dumped as much as we do.
All I care about with Opie and Anthony is that we continue our wonderful Goodwill Nude Women Exchange program.
Yes. Yeah, you guys owe us.
Whoa. Time out.
You owe us.
We definitely have a problem with you guys.
Why?
I just remembered. The last time they had those two hot blonde strippers here.
Oh, yeah, for the birthday.
Oh, that's right. It was just us. We didn't share.
You guys didn't share.
I wouldn't have
shared them either.
He got some with his chin dildo. We saw the pictures on the website of Pete and his chin dildo. You know this guy's been married for years?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's been working at NEW for like 42 years.
We were just looking at those pictures with Pete also. You know what, guys? You're right. We owe you the next two hoes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We will bring two hoes the next time we come up.
Oh, boy. I can't wait.
All right. We'll see you guys.
Can I please first play the secret sound?
All right. Let him play the secret sound.
Can I please? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here.
All right.
For $500. Ed.
Here you go.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
What is it?
A deck of cards shuffling.
No, it's Don Imus's lung.
Thank you. Goodbye, guys.
Shut up.
Goodbye. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Goodbye, O&A.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Don and Mike, everybody.
They're okay. Those guys are all right.
We get along with those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're okay. You know, and they're the guys who we came up here. Everybody said to us, watch out. You're not going to get along with those guys.
Right.
And those are the two guys who are best buddies here at WNEW.
And I do believe firmly that the secret to continuing a good harmonious relationship with them is the Nude Exchange program. And as they said, we do owe them one.
Yeah, and even though we do get along with them, we are both still in agreement that we like a piece of paper up between the studio windows, because they do the show the same time as we do.
We can't be watching another show going on at the same time.
Two other DJs.
That's right. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. I love that. We got five guys doing it. I'm a stupid idiot.
So come on, Fred.
Are you going to sell my calendar?
I'm having trouble breathing.
Stupid idiot.
I thought it was a nice horse.
Shut up, Bernard. And the other guys who just are his lackeys?
Yeah.
That's right, I...
Are we doing a live commercial now?
No.
I can't see. I'm getting... ever since I had the stroke and fell off the horse.
Destiny.
That's right. Stroke first, fall second.
How are you going to edit this out of the show, Tim?
I'm not sure.
Good luck.
Ooh.
Good freaking luck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have callers from Portland, Oregon, Montpelier, Vermont,
right.
Missouri, D.C., all of them standing by to play the match game. We will do that right after this.
This is the double.
Now, William, I tell you, William. 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 There's some of those people out there that are saying, it's a car, it's a car. Even if it's a car, you have no idea what we have for William. William, you're going to love this. William, you're going to talk about this for years to come. William, this is going to be so exciting. I'll show him when I'm ready. I want to get him ready. I think he's ready. Let's show him.
From the creators of Marshy in the Middle, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Big show today. We'll be talking to Dirk, the Jesus freak from Survivor, who's kicked off the island. He'll be on the show in a little while. Tomorrow, a lame guest from TNT and a chance for somebody to interview the lame guest and win a 20-inch color TV tomorrow.
The parade of lame guests continues.
Well, we're doing it because TNT's given us the $16,000 to give away.
And we're giving lots of listeners the opportunity to be amateur broadcasters.
Tomorrow, we'll have a nobody on from the movie Shawshank Redemption,
mm-hmm.
which is on Saturday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on TNT. That person will be qualified to win $16,000 that we're giving away with TNT on August 4th.
Wow. Wonderful.
Also tomorrow, Howie Long will ask him about banging Terry Hatcher. Rudy Marsky tomorrow, and a brand new low budget Jeopardy. All that for you tomorrow.
Right.
But now, it's time to play Match Game 2000.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2000. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Michael Mara.
Hey, how you doing?
Michael J. Elston.
Hi, wow.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars. Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob. And Rob, I know that we have an extra celebrity panelist today.
Yes, we do. He's a last-minute addition. I want you to say hi to Pete Johnson. How you doing, Pete?
Hi there, everybody.
Pete, of course, has the penis mask on his chin at www.2exposed.com.
And he wears it well.
I want to start this by telling the contestants something. I think we're all in for a treat because the loonies are out today. Are we loony stars?
Loonies!
Are we going to enjoy ourselves today?
Whoa!
Let's say hi to Don Geronimo. Donnie, I understand you're battling a nasty rash. How's that working out for you?
Well, as you can see, Rob, it's getting better, but God damn it itches. What do you think about that rash, Pete? That is a bit of sun poisoning I received.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it's not too bad.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. Good. Very nice, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
But I bet you're itching to get started.
Okay.
And hello to Mr. Mike O'Mara. Mike, are you still enjoying your hobby of railroading?
Oh, I love railroading. There's nothing like choo-choo, the conductor, and I'm also enjoying my pursuit of course, turning myself into a woman.
Well, how was today's trip in on the old iron horse?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I've got my regular conductors and all my friends there, and I just want to say, go Amtrak. It's the civilized way to travel.
Oh, and I forgot to say hi to the waitress on the airplane.
The
The male waitress.
Very good.
Well, we'll send him our best. And who could forget kindly old Buzz Burbank. Mr. Elston, yes. You're nasty. How do you do, Buzz?
I'm doing well, Rob.
So what's up in the world of hardcore pornography?
Well, I can't figure it out, but I picked up Don's rash.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
And next up, a Match Game 2000 treat filling in today for Joyce Bolifant, who couldn't make it. It's engineer Pete Johnson. Pete, I understand you helped Mike over here celebrate his birthday, but you got the pie and got to eat it, too. So tell us about that. How was that?
So it's sort of embarrassing. I'm not used to doing things like that, but it was a challenge.
Very good answer, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
That's why we got you in here, buddy.
Something tells me Pete's going to be great during Match Game.
I think so.
All right.
Well, Robbie, let's meet our contestants.
All righty. I believe it's Liz and John, isn't it?
Yeah, we have John, who is from Portland, Oregon, where he listens to us every day on KGUY. Hello, Johnny, buddy.
How's it going, fellas?
Going great, my friend. And on line number three from D.C., where she listens on WJFK, here's the lovely Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Well, then let's get started. Here's how Match Game 2000 works. We have three games. The winners of rounds one and two will face off in final match, and the winner of final match will go to Super Match for a shot at $100. Ready, stars?
Ready.
How does that work again?
Just stick around. You'll see.
Okay.
So let's play Match Game 2000. Liz, we like girls better than boys, so you can go first. Choose A or B.
A.
And here's today's first clue. Liz, Miss Bobby Hollingsworth is going to have to start leaving her dog Max at home. The other day at the office, we found Max eating Miss Bobby's blank. Miss Bobby Hollingsworth is going to have to start leaving her lovable pooch, Max, at home. The other day at the office, we found Max eating Miss Bobby's blank.
I'm in. All right, Mike's in. Buzz is in. Johnson is in. Robbie, your panel is ready.
All right, Liz. Miss Bobby is going to have to start leaving Max at home because the other day at the office we found Max eating Miss Bobby's blank. What did we find?
Toe cheese.
Ooh, Miss Bobby's toe cheese. Dogs love it. Don, do you have Miss Bobby's toe cheese?
No, Rob. I said poon.
Oh, poon. Oftentimes confused, but not the same. How about you, Mike?
I said you had a blind taste test. You'd be hard-pressed to pick one from the other.
I'm sure. I don't know what you mean.
I said that the dog was eating Miss Bobby's peanut butter.
Yes. Okay. That I do understand.
From that famous segment on the the show.
Absolutely.
Not a match, though. How about you, Buzz?
I had, along the same lines, I wrote Eskimo pie.
Her pie.
Oh. She's not an Eskimo. How about you, Pete? What'd you say?
I just said snacks.
That's a good one, Peter.
Well, snacks. Good news for you, John. No matches there. Your chance snacks. To pull ahead.
You know, Pete is starting to remind me of the way Christine Kerner used to play this game.
And it's magical.
Yeah,
good.
It is. Absolutely.
Good.
He's the wild card.
Mm-hmm. Johnny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everyone is crazy about Joe Ardinger's new haircut. Am I right?
Yes, we are.
Big time. Everyone loves Joe's new haircut. Uh-huh. Joe is so pleased with it that he's going back and let the barber work on his blank.
Oh, that's an easy one, Rob.
Sure. Everyone is so crazy about slow Joe Ardinger's new haircut. Joe is so pleased with it, he's going to go back and let the barber work on his blank.
I'm in. Mike's in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. We are waiting on Peter Johnson with a penis mask. ENP?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Panel is right, Robbie.
All right, Johnny. Everyone crazy about Joe's new haircut. Why shouldn't they be? Joe's so pleased with it, he's going back to let the barber work on his blank. What'd you say?
I like pubes.
Pubes. Pubic hair. Uh-huh. Joe Ardinger's pubic hair. Don, do you have it?
I believe this is a match, Rob. I said genitals.
Ah, judges say yes, indeed. There's a match.
That's
all right.
A match.
All right. How about you, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you, if the judges are accepting that, I said work on his scrotum.
Oh, and a picture.
That
is not a match.
Not a match. Not
well,
a match.
But I mean, no, he's got hair there.
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, we give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Scrotum.
Thank you.
Antenna going up or going down?
We see the picture. Mike drew a picture also.
A lovely picture.
I love to draw pictures.
How about you, Buzz?
Here's your match. I said pubes.
Hey, right on. John, good job.
Pubes.
How about you, Pete? Did you say Joe Ardinger's pubic hair?
I said mustache.
What? You said what?
His mustache.
Mustache?
Just out of curiosity, could you spell mustache for us the way you did on the card?
How did you spell mustache, Pete?
I started spelling one way and then I...
M-U-S-H...
Mustache, sister.
M-U-S... Let me see what you wrote. M-U-S-H-T-A-S-T-E. Mush taste.
Wow.
Not a lot of words in the engineering manual.
No,
you don't need that.
That is a nice mush taste you have.
Mustache.
She even smells like Joe. Liz, you are behind by three, so you get to choose first. I want you to choose A or B.
B.
Ah, B. Oh, this is a guy we were just talking about. Here's your clue. Doctors say geriatric jabber Don Imus is recovering steadily from his horse riding accident. However, doctors are recommending that they change the name of the Imus Ranch to the Imus Blank. Doctors say that geriatric jabber John Imus is recovering steadily from his horse riding accident. However, doctors are recommending that they change the name of the Imus Ranch to the Imus Blank.
I'm in. Mike's in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. And we're waiting on Peter Johnson.
All right, Pete is in, I believe.
All right, everybody's ready.
All right, Liz, here's your chance to catch up. Doctors say Don Imus is doing well, but they want to change the name of the Imus Ranch to the Imus Blank. What'd you say?
Clinic.
The Imus Clinic.
Clinic.
That's terrific.
Clinic.
Mm.
Idiot. Idiot. Stupid idiot. Shut up.
Did you say clinic, Don?
No, Rob, I'm not a stupid idiot. I said the Imus Cemetery.
Oh, it seems like something natural, doesn't it?
The Imus Cemetery.
But not a match. How about you, Mike?
Great minds think alike. I also said the Imus Cemetery.
With a cowboy hat on the head. A nice touch.
Thank you.
How about you, Buzz?
But I had the match. I said hospital.
Hospital!
Yeah, I believe that is a match.
Yeah, clinic, hospital, same thing.
Very good. And Pete, are you going to make Liz a happy lady?
I said hospice.
Hospice, yeah.
That's a match for Liz.
Way to go.
Liz, nice round.
Hospice.
John, Johnny, this has you a chance to move ahead still. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, your namesake, John Pop. You know, he doesn't work at JFK anymore, but he wanted to impress everyone at his new job, but he got mixed up.
And you had to include him in the game.
I sure did. It was one of the first ones we wrote. John Pop wanted to impress everyone, but he got mixed up. He meant to shine his shoes, but instead he polished his blank.
I'm in. Please. I'm in.
John Pop used to produce the Pete Gordon Liddy Show. I'm sure you know that name. And he wanted to impress everyone at his new job, but he got mixed up. He meant to shine his shoes, but instead he polished his blank.
That's so easy. Everybody's ready, Rob.
All right.
Are you ready, Peter?
Yeah, Peter's in.
Listen, all right, yep. your panel's right, Robbie.
All right, Johnny, what did John Pop polish?
I'm all about penis.
Well, that's a pleasant thing to say and a nice way to say it. John, Don, do you have John Pop's penis?
I think the judges will probably think this is a match. I said, polish his knob.
Yeah, that's a match. I believe that's a
polish
match.
Polish his knob, that's something I've heard the street kids say.
That's awful.
John Pop's knob. What do you have, Mike?
I had polish his knob.
Polish wow. his knob.
You love to draw, don't
another
you?
Nice picture.
Yeah, I draw a lot of penises during matches.
Another match. How about you, Buzz?
Make it three knobs.
Knob. Polish his knob.
Take off, you knob. How about you, Pete? Do you have his knob?
I said his head.
Head.
Well, what are the judges going to allow on that?
Head.
Did you mean head like...
The big head or the little head, Pete?
The little head.
The little head.
The little head.
The little head.
Excellent.
There you go.
All right, Liz.
Head.
You got to work real hard to make this happen.
Okay? Head.
Need you to choose A or B.
A.
A it is.
A.
And here is your clue. A. Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen just loves television. In fact, he just bought a fancy projection model. Puts a huge 52-inch color picture right on his blank.
Read that again, please, Rob.
Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen just loves television. In fact, he just bought a fancy projection model that projects a huge 52-inch color picture and projects it right on his blank.
I'm in.
All right, I'm in. I don't think she'll get what I have, but I'm in. Both Mike and I are in. And Pete's in. And we're just waiting now on Guy Burley.
I'm in.
All right, Buzz is in. Robbie,
all right,
your
Liz.
Panel is right.
Liz, here we go. Hall of Fame quarterback Sonny Jurgensen loves television, and he just bought a fancy projection model that puts a 52-inch picture and projects it right on his blank. What did you say?
His ass.
Sonny's ass.
His ass.
Hey.
Ass.
His ass.
Ass.
You have Sonny Jurgensen's ass done?
No, Rob, I said Sonny projects it on his giant teeth.
Wow. When that was being written, I had no idea that would be said. How about you, Mike?
I'll
you
tell
say?
You right now, I said teeth.
Wow.
Giant teeth.
I drew his mouth.
How about you, Buzz?
I don't know, Sonny, so I said ceiling.
Oh.
Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Not a match.
Very
not
funny, Buzz.
Never seen his teeth. That's
shovel.
Sick.
How about you, Pete?
I said on his wall.
On his whoa!
Buzz and Pete were on the same page on that.
Yes, yeah, stay tuned for the Buzz and Pete show.
All right, well, John, you win by default because you're already ahead. Congratulations. Yay! Win around one, John.
Way to go,
very
Johnny.
Nice. John. And John, we will see you in final match.
Terrific.
Okay, and Liz, hold on, please, but goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, hold on, kids. Now we have two new players coming up in the next round, right?
Exactly, and that will determine who plays John in final match.
I think I might have something for you here.
Oh, good.
Very good. Pete, listen up. Oh,
wow.
Fantastic.
Did you like that, Stars?
Boy, you didn't, you didn't even go to lunch with us today.
That was brought to you by Egars, the best cigars on the planet, Egars.com.
Yum, yum.
Are you impressed by that, Pete?
Not really.
not really.
He's head. Heard better, Ethan.
Head, mustache.
I tell you, mustache, I've heard better.
We will be back with the next round right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't. Honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Oh, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
From New York City, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, we're playing Match Game 2000, and we have two new contestants online for this round. Let's welcome first from Vermont, Ian.
Hello.
Hi, Ian, and he will be playing with Kristen.
It's not Ian O'Malley, is it, Don?
No, I don't think so. It's also not Ian...
Ian Ziering.
Another Ian we hate.
And here is Kristen. Are you from Maryland or Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Kristen from Massachusetts.
Oh, a New England round.
Cape Cod.
How old are you, honey?
23. Yes.
Sounds very young.
Yes, sure.
I look young as well.
You do. Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I don't know. Never really thought about it, to be honest.
You think you're hot?
I'd say a lot of people call me cute, you know.
Do you think there's a chance you could think about it right now?
Under the pressure, I don't know.
Okay.
She must be good looking.
Yeah,
she's so dumb, she must be hot.
Oh, cram it.
Come on, really.
Cram it. Did she say cram?
Cram it.
No, cram.
Oh,
cram.
Okay.
Cram it. See, cram it would have been funny.
I know, cram it.
I haven't heard cram it like since I was in seventh grade.
Cram it.
Hey, cram it, man.
Cram it.
All right, Ian and Kristen, let's play the game. And back now to Rob's speed bump.
Hi, stars.
Hi, Rob.
All right. Kristen, despite your lackluster performance in the first question, we're going to let you choose first. Go A or B?
I'll go for B.
B. And here is your clue. Kristen, we're all very excited about Jim McClure's engagement. As you know, Jim McClure is getting married.
Really? Did you know that? Yeah, he's marrying that girl who looks just like him.
Oh, she's a good egg.
The girl from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, she's too good for Jim.
Yes.
Very true. We're all very excited about Jim McClure's engagement. It was so lovely. He gave Allison a gorgeous diamond. In return, she gave him something he didn't have. A blank.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you to the Toastmaster.
All very excited about Jim McClure's engagement. He's probably listening right now. Hey, Jim, it was lovely. He gave Allison a gorgeous diamond.
Can we hear it one more time?
We're all very excited about Jim McClure's engagement. It was lovely. He gave Allison a gorgeous diamond. And in return, she gave him something he didn't have.
Oh, I got it.
A blank.
Okay. I should have had that immediately. Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Buzz and Pete. Robbie, your panel is right.
All right, we are all in. And Kristen, here's your clue. We're all excited about Jim's engagement. Allison got a diamond, and she gave something to Jimmy. A blank. What is it?
I'd say a gerbil.
A gerbil.
A gerbil.
Wow. Welcome to Planet Kristen. Don, do you have Jim McClure's gerbil?
No, of course. I know Jim as the boy with no chin, so I said she gave him a chinny chin chin.
Not a match, though. Good answer.
Match. I also said chin right here.
And a picture of Jim. That's
absolutely
very nice. How about you, Buzz?
Three chins.
Oh,
chins.
Wow.
It's like a Chinese phone book.
One more chin and it'll look like me. How about you, Pete?
I said meat carton.
Yeah!
Hey, Pete!
That would be good for a little Johnson for himself.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Pete Johnson.
Dirty Pete Johnson.
Shock jock.
Good play.
Dirty Pete.
Who saw that coming?
Her meat curtain.
That's fantastic.
Gave him a meat curtain.
Good job there, Pete.
That's weird. They normally travel in pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, your chance to move ahead. Here's your clue. The Spiewaks are having a baby.
Uh-oh.
And everyone is hoping for the best. They hope it'll have its mom's good looks, and they pray to God it won't have Rob's blank.
Rob's. Okay. I'm in.
The Spiewaks, that's myself and my wife.
All right, I'm in.
We're having a baby, and everyone is hoping for the best. They hope it'll have its mom's good looks, and they pray it won't have Rob's blank.
I'm in.
Waiting on you now, Peter.
Rob's.
What is this? Is that a Pete actually reading out loud?
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Okay. Don't say meat curtain again, Pete.
Don't say mustache.
Do, Pete.
All right.
Mush paste.
Everybody in? Ian. My wife and I are having a baby, my baby and me, and everyone is hoping for the best. They hope it'll have its mom's good looks, and they pray it won't have my blank. What'd you say?
Brains.
My brains.
Brains.
I see, because of the nickname. Don, do you have my brains?
No, Rob, it's only because I left you. I said, we pray the baby won't have your personality.
Wow. And we thank you. How about you, Mike?
Rob, I pray that the baby will not have your head.
You know, Carrie has that same prayer every night.
Absolutely. That's a good answer and a good picture, Mike.
I hope you like the picture.
Life size. How about you, Buzz?
I said big head.
Oh, good answer. Not a match. How about you, Pete?
I said brains.
Brains!
It's a match.
Brains,
wow.
That's a match with Peter, Dirty Peter Johnson.
Good
that's
job.
Amazing.
Good job, Pete.
Ian pulls out in front. Ian, you're ahead, so you get to choose A or B.
B.
B it is. B. And here is your clue. Oh, this is a good one for New York. WNEW's Sam Ben Ruby is the consummate salesman. You know Sam Ben Ruby there?
No.
Okay.
Really?
He works here. If a client is ever dissatisfied with a commercial schedule for any reason, Sam always calls personally just to say blank.
Okay.
WNEW Sam Ben Ruby is the consummate salesman. If a client is ever dissatisfied with a commercial schedule for any reason, Sam takes the time to call personally just to say blank.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, everybody's in. We are waiting on Buzz Burbank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. All right, dog.
Your panel is right, Robbie.
Okay.
Okay, I believe Pete is in.
Pete is in.
All right, Ian, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, WNEW's Sam Ben Ruby is the consummate salesman. If a client is ever dissatisfied with a commercial, Sam just calls personally just to say blank. What'd you say?
Cram it.
The aforementioned
cram it. That's a
funny.
Great answer.
That is. It's
God
damn,
Sam
that's
might
a
say.
Great answer.
Did you say cram it, Don?
I'm going to
have to ask the judges. I said F-U.
Not
a
match.
Oh,
okay.
No, they're sorry. Both in the same vein.
Well, yeah. From Vermont, that's F-U. We have the civil union up here. Come on.
Antenna going down. Pipe down. How about you, Mike?
I said eat one.
Eat one.
No, again, you know, on Planet Donnie, that would be a right answer, but I'm sorry.
Hey, how about you, buddy?
Hey, look at me. Cram it.
Hey!
Way to go, Buzz.
Wow. Buzz.
Ian pulls ahead, and what did you write there, Pete?
Tough.
T-U-F-F. That's tough skin.
And what did he start to write? He started to write...
I think he started to spell it right. It's T-O-U-T.
He started to write mustache.
He started to write... It looks like toupee. He started with... Look at he wrote T-O-U-P and crossed it out.
Tough. It's with the... I use F.
All right, Crispin.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Let me just stop the game for a second.
Right.
For $20 in cash right now, I got a $20 bill on me.
Okay.
On that piece of paper, spell the word elephant.
All right,
okay.
Elephant.
You want to give me $20?
I got it right here. Okay, spell it correctly. Spell elephant.
Here we go.
Go, Pete.
E-L-E-P-H-A-N-T.
Okay.
Ah,
he did it.
It's $20.
Boy, see, when money was on the line, maybe it was a big ruse. Maybe
I think
you've been hustled.
Yeah, shark. I think you just need to dangle the carrot.
That's right.
All right.
Spelling shark.
Enjoy that. You all want to go again?
Double or nothing?
I'll give you $20. All right. Spell.
Good. Now, Mike, it has to be tougher than... How about...
Has to be tougher than
elephant. Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, wait.
Pete, don't listen.
Cantaloupe. Oh, that is
no, because he'd have it for breakfast every morning.
No, cram it.
Cram a tough one.
It's vacuum.
Really, but it's so... Yeah, they have to be that kind of easy, right?
Because vacuum has...
Yeah.
There's some...
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, there's some... All right, spell...
I don't want to influence you.
Okay,
no.
For $20...
Yeah, pick your own word.
But see, for $20, spell... I just want to guarantee that I don't lose the $20. Spell metamorphosis.
Oh, there's no way he can do that.
I don't think I can do it.
Okay, on, give I keep my money. Thank you. That was a good exercise.
All right, for fun, spell vacuum.
Spell vacuum.
V-A-C. Hold on, I got to write it down.
Got to write it.
That's all right.
There we go.
A lot of people do that.
Nailed it.
Yeah, he got it.
With the two U's.
Yeah.
The two U's.
The two U's, V-A-C-U-U-M.
Just for fun, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Do cantaloupe just for fun. It was one we considered.
Hold on.
We just want to see if we would have lost $20 on it.
C-E-L-O-U-P-E.
No, he got it.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, because you have that every morning, don't you, Pete?
Not really.
No, okay.
No. Yet he writes tough, T-U-F-F.
Right. And mustache, M-U-S-S-T-A-S-C.
No, it was M-U-S-H, mush. Taste.
Right.
T-A-S-T-E.
And remember, when you start to spell tough, T-O-U-P, and then just give up.
Just remember, you can't spell tough without Pete Johnson.
That's all right. True, and you can't spell Joan.
Without J-O. Enjoy my $20, Pete.
Thank you.
Everyone's a winner on Match Game today. Kristen, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This is your chance to catch up, so I want you to focus.
Okay.
Harry Potter sure is popular with the youngsters. You heard of the Harry Potter, haven't you?
Yep.
All right.
Sure, he's popular with the youngsters, and the publishers are trying to expand their sales. They're planning on releasing an adult novel called Harry Blank.
I'm in.
Harry Potter sure is popular with the youngsters, and the publishers are trying to expand their sales. They're planning on releasing an adult novel called Harry Blank.
Mike, I think you should hide your answers. I think other people in the room could cheat.
Did you see my answer?
Yeah, I've seen it, but it's after I've written down my answer.
Did you see my picture?
I'm ready.
Yeah, yes, I did. Pete's in. And Buzz, are you in?
I'm in.
All right, the board is right, and Kristen, this is your chance. Harry Potter is popular with the young folks, and publishers are going to expand by planning on releasing an adult novel called Harry Blank. Harry what?
Harry Genitals.
Harry Genitals. The 12-year-old wizard. Don, do you have those genitals?
No, Rob, I have Harry Anus.
Hey! Not a match.
No. Genitals.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think
count?
That's front. I think genitals
yeah,
is front.
I believe so.
Anus is different. Oh, so different. So no match. Sorry, Kristen. How about you, Mike?
I think I've got a match here. Harry Bush.
Yeah.
Harry Bush.
How about you, Buzz? What you got?
I was with Don. I said butt.
Harry Butt.
And Pete Johnson, your answer?
I said putt.
That's a match.
That's a match.
Harry Potts.
Yeah. That is a match. And
what
you know what's exciting?
Putts. It means penis.
Oh. What's exciting here is we have a tie game.
Ooh.
Kristen.
Oh, it's a tie game, Robbie.
You scored last, so you get to pick first, A or B.
I'll go for A.
A it is. A.
Hey.
Oh, you listen to the show, so you know Charlie Stossel, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we all know that he loves kids, but did you know that Charlie Stossel is building an amusement park?
No.
Yeah, it's called Blankland.
I'm in.
Movie reviewer Charlie Stossel, we all know that he loves kids, but he's building an amusement park, and he's calling it Blankland.
I'm in.
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, my answer is such a winner.
Yeah.
They should really build a real amusement park with the name I came up with. They really should.
Okay, Pete is in.
Okay.
Kristen, your chance to really make a statement. We all know that he loves kids, but did you hear Charlie Stossel is building an amusement park? It's called Blankland. What'd you say?
I'm going to say Gayland.
And who wouldn't be happy there?
That's going to be a complimentary segment right here.
You know he's beating the dashboard right now.
That's right.
What did you say, Don?
Robbie, I wrote Pedophilia Land.
Wow. Not a match.
And he could actually admit Pedophilia, like, if you leave out the I, it'd be pedophilia, L-A-N-D. Never mind.
I see what you mean.
Never mind.
That's disgusting.
How about you, Mike? What'd you say?
Pedophile land.
Oh, yeah. Better picture of Charlie.
Yeah, nice little likeness of Charlie.
Moose Hunt Fred should have told you. How about you, Buzz?
I took a softer approach. I said bathtub land.
Oh, bathtub land.
Not a match. And her last chance. What'd you say, Pete?
I said FUD, F-U-D, land.
And what?
FUD land.
Explain that to us, please, Pete.
Well, I'm not sure. I just thought it sounded right.
It sounded, yeah.
FUD land. I agree with you, Pete.
As a good ring to it.
It did right. Sound right.
I just want to know if I can buy a season pass. All right, Kristen. I'm sorry, Ian. If you score one, you win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Buzz and Marsha Burbank have a sexy lifestyle.
Oh, my.
When you come to visit the swinging couple, they don't offer you food or drink. They offer you blank.
I'm in.
All right, Ian. Buzz and Marsha Burbank have a sexy lifestyle. When you come to visit the swinging couple, they don't offer you food. They don't offer you drink. They offer you blank.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, I'm in.
Pete is in. Now we're just waiting on the aforementioned Buzz.
You'd think I'd have it, wouldn't you? Okay, I'm in.
All right, Buzz is ready.
Everyone's in. Ian, one match will win it. Buzz and Marsha Burbank have a sexy lifestyle. When you come to visit their swinging pad, they don't offer you food or drink. They offer you blank. What'd you say?
A threesome?
They offer you a threesome.
Threesome.
Ah, well, Don, do you have a threesome with the Burbanks?
No, Rob. I said when you go to visit Buzz and Marsha, they offer you anal. Anal sex.
That's not a threesome, so no match. How about you, Mike?
I said that when you go to their house, they offer you rock ports.
Great picture.
Buzz's a shoe of choice.
I was still thinking of Survivor. I said lubricant.
Lubricant.
No. Not a match. A lot of pressure on you, Pete, right now. What did you say?
I said a bed.
That's a match.
Ian,
you thank Mr. Peter Q. Johnson.
That's a gift.
Yeah, you are going to final match. You must be thrilled.
I'm ecstatic. I'm hard. Nipple hard.
Okay. Wow.
Sure. Hold on, please.
Nice to
Ian,
see you, sir.
Kristen, I think we're going to give you some condoms. Use them wisely, okay,
well,
honey?
Thank you,
honey. Hold on, please. Now, Rob, that means this game continues now.
Right, Ian will play John.
Ian from Portland will play John from Vermont.
Right, and that'll determine who goes to Superman.
Right, we will do that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. It's much more goddamn nonsense. The other is that
you can't say that on the air, Mr. Greenfield.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to have to read that Ross
David, just let me just go in and check. We are on the air.
Get on up, man, and have a meal and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
All right, boys, now hold on. Before we get back to match game, Slim Shady is on the phone. Bart's online. He would like to get in, I think, on the Survivor bet, right? Hello?
All right. Yeah.
Hey, Barty?
Yeah.
All right, so you heard that, right?
Yep.
And you want in on the bet just like Uncle Mike and Buzz and Rob?
Yeah.
All right, who are you betting on?
Susan.
The truck driver.
Good bet.
The Dyke truck driver.
That's an interesting wild card.
All right, Bart, now you know if Susan does not win, you will be eating a bug.
Yeah, sure.
A chocolate-covered bug. Of course, you're a 15-year-old kid. What do you care? All right, you're in.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
What if, like, Jervis loses first, and then Susan and Richard wins? Do I still have to eat one?
We both have to eat bugs.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we...
So it's two losers.
The only people that don't eat bugs are the winners.
Okay.
Everybody else.
So if it's somebody besides Jervis, Susan, or Richard,
we all eat bugs.
We all have to eat bugs.
We all eat bugs, right?
Like if Rudy wins, we all eat bugs on the day of the last survivor.
I thought it was just who lasted the longest.
Yeah, because that's
the way the original bet was.
Oh, really? You're such a stickler for the rules.
All right, what are the rules again? Bart, explain them to me.
Okay. If whoever wins...
All right, hold on, Bart. Explain it to me like this. I picked Richard, Uncle Mike picked Jervis, and you pick Susan. So explain to me how that works with the three of us.
Richard wins, you don't eat bugs.
Right.
If Richard is the last one out of our three voted off...
But he still doesn't win, then you don't have to eat bugs either.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. All right, got it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if... Now what? Never mind.
All right, buddy. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye-bye.
Interesting.
Just wanted some of that action.
Very cool.
Sure.
Very cool. It's going to be an interesting bet. Now we've got a wide range of contestants for Survivor.
Let's get back to a match game. And speaking of Survivor, we will have Dirk, the Jesus freak. We may actually have to interrupt Match Game 2000.
All right.
Dirk calls us during this break to say hello. And we'll try to pin him down on who's going to be left. Let's go back now to your Toastmaster, Rob Speedbump.
All right. Hi, Star.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Did I tell you they'd be loony today?
We're loony.
Wow.
Iceberg.
Strike ten beams.
John and Ian, who will play final match. Hello, John.
Hi.
And hello, Ian.
Hey, now.
All right, John, you get to go first because you've been waiting longer. Choose A or B.
A.
A.
And here is your clue. Oh, everyone knows this guy. Jeremy Coleman got the results back from his checkup.
Oh, my.
The good news is that he has the healthy pink lungs of a five-year-old boy. The bad news is he also has a five-year-old blank.
Oh, that's easy, Rob.
Jeremy Coleman. Now, Pete, five-year-olds don't have mustaches.
I'm in.
Jeremy Coleman got the results back from his checkup. The good news is he has the healthy pink lungs of a five-year-old. The bad news is he also has a five-year-old blank.
Buzz, are you in yet?
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
Mike, are you in?
I'm in.
Yeah. And we're waiting on Peter Johnson now.
I'm in.
All right, Dirty Pete is in.
He's in.
All right, DP. All right, John. Jeremy Coleman got the results back from his checkup. He has the healthy pink lungs of a five-year-old, but the bad news is he also has a five-year-old's blank. What'd you say, John?
Show me penis again.
All right, he likes the penis. Do you have Jeremy's penis, Don?
Rob, I have Jeremy's five-year-old penis.
Wow.
That's a match.
That is a strong match. How about you, Mike?
I have Jeremy's penis.
Wow, I don't understand that picture. I have to ask you about that later.
You mean the picture of the gun blowing his brains out?
I just don't get it.
Okay.
All right, maybe later. How about you, Buzz?
I wrote Thing.
That's
Thing,
a match.
That is penis.
Wow,
yes.
Grand slam for John if he matches up with Pete. What'd you say, Pete?
I said split-faced hair shark.
Split-faced hair shark.
Way to go, Pete. You're trying to be naughty.
That's not a match.
No, not by a long shot.
No, that's
got
not a match.
Gender wrong, you see.
No. Same meat curtain.
All right,
you
Ian.
Know, Rob, hold on. I'm going to have to interrupt the show again.
Oh, really?
Because I really want to know why Ken Stevens is just hanging around outside.
He just waved to me.
Come on in, Ken.
He just waved? Does he want something?
Ken,
come here. What are you doing out there?
Ken, come on in. Get him.
Nadine, bring in Ken.
Get him.
Is he running away?
Well, he was standing out there.
Get him.
Looking as if to say, the body language was saying, take a break, you know, like need to talk.
Huh. Find him.
He's lurking.
But then he went running away.
Oh.
See, the
Charlie Broyhill sprinting after him.
The problem here at WNEW is that the doors all have these big panes of glass in them.
Yes, yeah, now I predict if things are normal, Charlie Broyhill will come back around the corner alone.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't know. Just Ken was standing out there during the entire break.
Wow. Let's see what happens.
Just staring at us.
His demeanor seemed nice because he came and waved right to me. He seemed happy.
See, I didn't see happy.
But he's the happiest guy all the time, though.
Well,
so.
Don knows him better than all of us, though. And he may look happy, but Don knows not to see happy.
No, he's not a happy man.
Here comes Charlie Broyhill alone.
Uh-huh. He
alone.
Might not have caught him because Ken is really fast.
What did he want? What was he doing out there?
Getting some coffee.
Did you ask him to come back?
No.
But he didn't want anything?
He was getting coffee.
All right. Did he have
a cup? He needed help with the cup, but...
Did he have a cup of coffee in his hand?
Yes, he did.
All right.
Okay. So he just came by and waved friendly, like...
See, he's happy.
Sorry.
Happiest guy in town.
Slowing down the show. Sorry about that.
Joy.
I don't blame you a bit. You know what it's like when you see that man. When you see that man, we can do it. I can do it from an audio standpoint. He walks into a room, and this is what you hear. Okay?
Every single time.
The life being sucked out of a room.
That's right. It's like, you know, you'll be sitting there having a conversation with friends, and it's like, man, that was a great restaurant we went.
Quiet. Ken's here.
The Grim Reaper comes in. Old man death.
All right, stars, are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. All right, well, let's get back to it. Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian.
Okay, Ian, let's do it. Here's your clue, and it goes like this. Frank Ahearns isn't a very well-respected journalist.
Uh-oh.
He's never won a Pulitzer. The only award he's ever won is the Golden Blank.
Come in.
Ian, I'm sure you know Frank Ahearns. He's a not very well, pardon me, he's not a very well-respected journalist. He's never won a Pulitzer. The only award he's ever won is the Golden Blank. I'm ready.
Well, Pete's in. You have to give me a second on this, Rob.
Okay. You know who Frank Ahearns is, right?
Yes, he's a columnist for the Washington Post.
But he's not a very well-respected one.
He doesn't like you guys.
No, he doesn't.
I wouldn't say that. He's never won a Pulitzer.
But he's won a...
A Golden Blank.
Oh. Oh, hi, man.
Hi, man.
I should have had this immediately.
Absolutely.
Am I kidding?
Ian, Frank Ahearns, the only award he's ever won is a Golden Blank. What is it?
Dick.
The Golden Dick.
Oh, dear. Wow.
We need a reading on that.
Well, no, I mean, we got to play the game first,
right?
That's his answer.
That's his answer. Well,
that's his answer.
It was heretofore referred to as his answer.
His answer, yeah.
Did you match his answer?
No, I said it was a golden shower.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
That's good. Perhaps the judge was looking for that.
You're good, you.
How about you, Mike? Did you match the answer?
Mine comes up with that. I say golden shower.
There you go. Took me a couple of minutes, though, to get it.
How about you, Buzz? Match?
I want to match with this. I said wiener.
Wiener, yes.
Wiener.
That is a match.
Yeah, big wiener. How about you? Do you have that answer, Pete?
I said golden goose.
Golden goose.
Yeah.
Well, it was better than FUD.
No, sorry, Peter. Sorry, right. Dirty Peter.
Yeah, John, in front, choose first. A or B, goose.
Hey.
And here's the clue right now. Oh, forget the trial separation. Dennis Murphy is still one hell of an accountant. That is, if you don't mind getting your financial records back, all covered in blank. Forget the trial separation.
All right, I'm in.
Dennis Murphy is still one hell of an accountant. That is, if you don't mind getting your financial records all back covered in blank.
I'm in.
All right.
I mean, Dennis is a regular on our show. He's an accountant.
He used to be a regular on the show.
That's true. Formerly, I'm sorry.
He still might be. He's like in purgatory right now.
Right.
Take your time with it, Pete.
All right.
He's on hiatus.
And Pete is in.
All right, is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready, Rob.
Johnny, forget the trial separation. Dennis Murphy is still one hell of an accountant. If you don't mind getting your records back all covered in blank, what'd you say?
Give me jizz.
Show him jizz.
Jizz.
Do you have Dennis Murphy's jizz?
No, Rob. I said pus.
Ew.
Mainly because I love spelling it.
Yeah.
P-U-S.
Similar fluid. Wrong orifice.
There you go.
How about you, Mike?
I said saliva.
Wow. How about you, Buzz?
We're all on bodily fluids. I said sweat.
Ooh. Not a match. How about you, Pete?
I said crap.
Sorry, John, you stumped him.
Wow. Crap.
You cracked me up with that one, Pete. Six men, six bodily fluids.
Crap. That's fantastic. Ian
said crap.
Here is your clue. Are you ready?
Yes.
We were all relieved to hear about Homo Joe beating his cancer. Now we can get back to beating his blank.
Oh, come on. I'm in.
All right. I'm in.
Homo Joe's another regular on our show there, Pete. We are all relieved to hear about Homo Joe beating his cancer. Now he can get back to beating his blank.
I'm in. Are you in, Mike?
I'm in.
Yeah. How about you, Buzz?
I'm in.
And waiting on Dirty Peter Johnson.
I'm in.
He's in.
Wow. The panel, are you ready to go?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, Ian, it's your time. Time to shine. We are all relieved to hear about Homo Joe beating his cancer. Now he can get back to beating his blank. What did you say?
Meat.
Meat.
Meat. Beating his meat.
That's right. Meat's meat, and a man's got to eat. Do you have Homo Joe's meat, Don?
Beat my meat on a toilet seat, Ron.
Attaboy.
That's a match.
Big match for Ian. How about you, Mike?
Got meat right here.
Meat is another match.
Eat your meat.
How about you, Buzz?
My usual thing.
Thing. That's a match. And how about you, Pete?
I said
Pecker.
Oh, Pete. Peter Johnson.
Wow.
Peter Johnson, the shock jock.
Dirty Pete.
I don't think Joe has a bird.
No.
Right.
Ian, you moved ahead. That means you get to choose next.
Jesus Christ.
To choose.
B.
What? I'm sorry?
B.
All right, then B it is. B. And here is your clue.
Be a good listener.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara love their affiliates. Why, just this week they considered sending roses to KHTK. But they changed their mind and sent them a dozen blanks.
Repeat it, please, Rob.
Don and Mike just love their affiliates. Why, just this week, they even considered sending roses to KHTK. They changed their mind, and they sent them instead a dozen blanks.
I'm in. I'm so in. My answer's out. There's no way anybody's going to match my answer, but my answer, it's a thing of beauty.
I'm in.
And I really wish we could send KHTK a dozen of what I wrote down.
I'm in.
Mike's in. Waiting now on Peter Johnson.
I'm in.
All right. The panel is ready, Robbie.
Boy, are they ever. Ian, are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right. Don and Mike love their affiliates. Why, just this week they considered sending roses to KHTK.
Yeah.
But instead they sent them a dozen blanks. What'd you say, Ian?
FUs?
A dozen FUs.
FUs.
That's, isn't that terrific, Stars?
Yeah.
You have an FU, Don?
No, Rob, I said that we would send KHTK a dozen aborted fetuses.
Oh, my God. Happy holidays.
I'm feeling.
Imagine them picking that up in the mail.
Wow. There. Don't spill that. How about you, Mike?
Now, I think we may have an interesting dilemma here. My answer, jokingly, because I couldn't think of anything, was a dozen FUDs. Based on Peter Johnson's earlier FUD answer.
No.
But you can't spell FUD without FU.
Sorry, Mike.
It's close, but right. No cigar. How about you, Buzz?
I wrote poops.
A dozen poops.
No.
They travel in packs. How about you there, Pete? I'm sorry.
I said crabs.
Send them a dozen crabs.
Crabs.
Wow. Well, Ian, that's...
And he didn't mean the bad kind of crabs, right? He meant like a bushel of crabs.
Yeah. Not genital crabs, right, Pete?
No.
Just checking. Have you ever had genital crabs, Pete?
No.
Very good.
No.
Have you had any kind of venereal disease?
No.
Gonorrhea?
Nope.
Diarrhea?
No.
Diarrhea?
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had diarrhea.
Okay. Yeah. His eyes lit up when he said that.
Good man.
And the day is young. John, looks like to me you need 2 to tie, 3 to win. I think you can do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Have you heard? Kathy Lee Gifford just might get her own reality show. But instead of calling it Big Brother, Kathy Lee's show is going to be called Big Blank.
I'm in.
All right. I'm in.
I'm in.
Come on, that's so obvious. This guy's going to be a winner. And are you in, Buzzy?
Yeah, I'm in.
The panel is ready.
Okay, right on, panel. John, have you heard? Kathy Lee Gifford just might get her own reality show, but instead of Big Brother, Kathy Lee's show will be called Big Blank. What'd you say?
The Big C.
Big C.
Means C-U in Toledo, not cancer.
Right. Right. Or like it's S-E-A, like an ocean. I think he meant that. How about you, Don? Do you have Kathy Lee's C?
C-U in Toledo.
Yay. All right, that's one. It. How about you there, Mike?
I feel I've let him down. I said big bitch.
Oh, yeah. Not a match.
Sorry about
that. Not a match. How about you?
I said big C.
A big C.
Buzz had the big C.
Wow. And that's actually, that ties it up. He can win if Pete says the C word. And wouldn't that be a capper
Pete,
for
what
this?
Do you have?
Big mother.
Big brother.
No.
Big mother.
Listen,
sorry.
Wow. You know what we're going to have to do? Hold on. We're going to have to pause the game,
okay,
for just a second. I thought this might happen. Because on the phone with us now... From Survivor.
Very exciting.
You know, we're adjusting the show to his schedule today. Everybody, say hello to Dirk Bean. Hello, hey, Dirk.
Dirk?
Yeah.
The Dirkster.
Hey, I get chills every time I hear that music. You know what I'm saying? It's unbelievable.
Hi, Dirk.
What's going on?
Dirk Bean, everybody. Of course, you know he was voted off the island. He's the guy with the Bible.
Hi, yeah. Dirk.
What's up?
Dirk, were you surprised that Gretchen was voted off last night?
100% shocked. You know, I was shocked when I was voted off. I was shocked when Joel was voted off. I was shocked to see what happened last night. So,
who did you expect last night to get voted off?
You know, I the game has gone so crazy. I gave up trying to guess because it's just, there's no way. You just never know. There's so many different dynamics going on. You just can't guess.
Hey, Dirk, can you tell us officially what type of deal you guys had to sign, saying, what's the penalty if someone tells Who's the last one left?
Well, you lose all your prize money, and then you're automatically sued for $4 million, and that's the start. So,
wow.
Yeah,
wow. So they made it really clear that you can't say anything.
Oh, they're not joking around. You should see this contract, man. It's unbelievable.
But, you know, not that we're asking you to say, but do you know?
I do know, yeah.
You do know? Oh, wow, because we got a big bet going, but I guess you can't say anything.
No, I can't.
Yeah, that sucks. Who was, when you were on the island, who was your favorite and least favorite person?
You know, I spent a lot of time hanging out with Sean and Kelly, so those are obviously my two favorite. And then, not that I don't like or respect these people, well, but me and Sue really butted heads.
Susan, yeah, I don't like her either.
Yeah, we just live our lives completely polar opposites, so... and we really kind of turned out to be leaders in different senses. So we really butted heads, and unfortunately, I came out on the short end of the stick.
You know, we see what they, like Sam O. You know, when they show us on TV is one thing, but what, you know, when the camera's not on, what was overall the worst part about being on that island? What was the single worst thing about doing it?
I think seeing Rich naked.
Good answer. And now, Dirk, I get all you guys mixed up, but you're the guy who ate the eel, right?
Yeah.
Remember when they caught the eel and
let me tell you.
No one wanted to eat it, but right. Dirk said, what the hell, I'm hungry, I'm going to eat this thing.
I went for it, and it was the dirt nastiest thing I have ever put in
really?
My mouth.
It was horrible.
It
huh?
was terrible. Like, Rich came in, and he was doing his little strut, and he was praying, oh, this is all meat, it's going to be wonderful. We cooked it up. Obviously, everyone took their first bite, it was nothing, you know. I said, okay, here's a chance for me to, you know, help myself out, and I ate everything except the bones. I mean, I'm talking skin, I'm talking cartilage, I'm talking eyes, and I was pretty nauseous after that one.
Oh, God. Have you gotten an endorsement deal?
Yeah, I've actually signed one endorsement deal with, it's called Airborne, an herbal cough medicine, and I'm doing a print ad, and we're just some other things in the works, so we'll see what happens.
Cool. Now, we know that Richard is gay. Do you have any thoughts about the sexuality of Greg? Because last night, Greg was like... Greg was hinting around that he might get involved with Richard.
I tell you what, Greg is a character unto all his own, and I still haven't figured the guy out. So if you get any clues about him, fill me in.
So you think he might go both ways?
I don't know. You'll have to wait till next week to see.
How did people react to you bringing the Bible on the island?
You know, I think they portray it as such a negative thing, but Christianity is who I am, and I think people really respected me. They knew who I was and the standards that I stood for, and I think they saw maybe what a strength that was for me. And I think they saw me as you know, I feel I was voted off because for the same reason Gretchen was voted off, I was too much of a threat. So I think people respected me.
How did you get along with the host of the show?
Jeff Probst, he actually spent 2 years at my college, so, you know, we're kind of both alumni together. I respect the guy. I didn't get too much time to talk with him, but I like him. You know, everyone is annoyed by him, but, you know,
yeah. He's
just doing his job. You know, when he tells you the island is spoken, you know, that's kind of an annoying moment. You kind of want to deck the guy. But it's just his job, you know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's funny. Listen, the pretty boy that was voted off last week, Joel, did you have any run-ins with him?
Joel, he's from Wisconsin, so me and him actually had a good relationship, and it's funny because we were both highly rated to do very well in the show, and when we were both voted off together, we were stuck in Malaysia, and we had all this time on our hands, so yeah, we spent a lot of time hanging out, and he's a good guy. I really like him.
So what happens, Dirk, when you leave, after that snotty host puts out the fire, when you walk down that hallway... What is the first thing that you see, and where do they take you?
You walk down that hallway, you do this, and they mic you, you do a little confessional, you say whatever it is you want to say, then you walk to the end of the trail, there's a psychologist there with food, you know, and you eat the psychologist, then you eat the food, and so the psychologist is there to help you deal with whatever you may be going through. My first question was, who made the Final Four? Of course, the Badgers did, and being from Wisconsin, I went absolutely ballistic, you know, that was very good news.
That's cool. You know, I'm sure you're asked this a lot, but I'm still curious. What would you have done differently to lengthen your lifespan on that?
Nothing. You know, I went there to prove that you could be an upstanding, moral person and win this game. And I still believe that I could. I don't believe that you have to be some devious, lying, backstabbing type person.
Do you think your Christianity played a part in the fact that you got voted off?
Definitely. Like I said, I don't think physically I was not weak at all. I know I wasn't lazy. I know that nobody, you know, didn't like me or disrespected me. I think it gave me a certain strength. I was only getting stronger. So definitely people saw that, and I think they knew that I wasn't going to sign up to do things the way they were doing, so they got rid of me, which was the best move they could have made, because I was going to win that game, you know?
Do you think God let you down?
No, no. God has a plan. I believe he has his hand in everything. And he blessed me with 15 wonderful days. Now, you know, I'm on the number one TV show in the nation. I get to sign endorsement deals. I got a chance at an acting career. I mean, it's been an unbelievable blessing. So,
now, listen, I know you're a virgin, and I think I even heard you say it on the show.
You bet.
But have you met any hot chicks?
I've met a ton of beautiful women, and I am still a virgin.
Very good. Good man. Dirk, listen, we know you have to go. Thank you for your time, and good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Dirk,
take care.
Dirk Breen.
It's cool.
Nice Dirk guy. Bean.
Bean, there you go.
I'm Dirk Breen. Bye, Dirk.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Dirk the Eel Eater.
He's a little more wound up than I thought a Jesus freak would be.
Yeah, he's, obviously he thinks it's a good opportunity. I think all those people seem to have that common thread where they want the publicity, they want this to lead to bigger and better things.
Right. Well, I'm looking at his picture right now.
You don't see an acting career, huh?
Good luck. Keep praying.
Well, maybe he could be an eel farmer.
Rob, now we have a tie in the match game, right?
That's right. Now, Ian went first. John went first, so Ian gets to call the coin flip. Ian, when I tell you to,
Let me just do a break here first.
Okay, can finish up.
Can I do a break and then, because all you're going to do is flip a coin, and one of them will play the Superman.
That's right. That's it.
Okay, well, then let's do a break.
Very good.
And we'll come right back with the end of match game right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 11.
So, we're all set for the party on Saturday. I've rented the tables, and I've ordered the meat from Sam. That Sam is so thoughtful. He promised to slip me a special tube steak.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
You know, the one thing that I forgot to get to when we had that guy Dirk on the phone, and his time was limited, the guy from Survivor.
Yes.
They sent us a fact sheet about him, that his favorite TV show is The Simpsons, movie is The Matrix, his hero is Larry Bird.
Larry.
And there was a copy of a letter, if he had time, I wanted to read to him, that he wrote to the other members of Survivor.
Really?
When he got kicked off the island. It's not a goof letter. I mean, it's a serious letter about Jesus and
okay.
stuff. I want to thank the Lord for the beautiful team he blessed me with. I want to thank the Lord for Sonia. I want to thank the Lord for Stacy. I want to thank him for Sean, Rudy, and Richard. It's been an incredible blessing for me. Thank the Lord for Mark for allowing me to be here. I want to thank the Lord for the beautiful weather we've had here. I want to thank the Lord for the protection we've had. I want to thank the Lord for the blessing of food every day. I want to thank the Lord for the surprise of being here tonight. I'm surprised we're being taken out early. I thank the Lord for that because he has a plan for me to move on. I left my Bible at the camp in case anyone needs it, just in case I was voted off tonight. Anyway, we can still pray tonight. I have no clue what the Lord will give me tomorrow, and I'm so thankful. This blows my mind. Getting voted off the island is a blessing from God. I don't know why he yanked me so quick. I tried my best. I worked the hardest I could. I was voted out for a reason. I don't know what it is, but the Lord will make it clear. Maybe it's because I can't catch a fish.
You know, he's just trying so hard not to get bitter in that letter. He's fighting it all the way.
Oh, yeah. I felt I answered the call the best I could. Obviously, it wasn't good enough. I couldn't go the distance. The only reason I came here was to go the distance, and there wasn't a day until I saw the third vote that I didn't think I would make it.
I thank the Lord for sending that tsunami that I prayed for that'll wipe out everybody on the island.
Until I saw that, I thought I was going the distance. I thank the Lord for the strength to stand up. It's not a problem for me to be cut from the show because I'll be kicking it somewhere else tomorrow. I'm very thankful. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thanks for all those praying for me. I love you guys on the island. I love everything going on here. You guys take care of yourselves.
Ooh. Interesting. You know, that's the way he deals with the rejection.
This guy is so into God.
Yeah.
You know, look what God did for him. Hell, I'm better off than that guy, and I don't say thank you, God, constantly.
But that, you know, that's his way of dealing with it, and that's, you know, I think what you're seeing there is if the guy didn't do the thank the Lord, he'd be like taking a boat back to the island.
Yeah. You might want to think about going to the other side.
My God, he's back with a weed eater.
You know, maybe Lucifer could have worked out a deal for him. I mean, look at that. He must have said, I thank the Lord 100 times in that letter to the other people on the Survivor Island.
I'll tell you right now, if that letter said thank
thank you, Satan. You'd probably see him profiled on a few more entertainment shows.
You see him hosted Larry King Live. Now, Robbie?
Yes.
Match game here. And
yes, super match.
Oh, excuse me, super match. But the game is tied, correct?
That's right. So we have to do a coin toss. John went first, so Ian gets to call it. Don, will you do the honors? Because
yes.
I have to hold the mic.
I'd be glad to.
So, Ian,
coin.
When I tell you to go, I need you to call it in the air, heads or tails, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Call it.
When you're ready.
Go.
Go.
Heads.
Landing on the floor and
tails.
Tails.
Oh, so, Ian, we're sorry. We have some parting gifts for you. But, John, you're going to Supermatch. Congratulations.
I thank the Lord for tails, but that's okay.
Good for you. That's funny.
All right, Ian, I guess gets condoms, right?
From yes, I thank the Lord for condoms.
Yes, Ian, you get 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made.
Right.
Durex condoms. And now we'll go to John.
All right, John.
From Portland, Oregon.
Congratulations. Congratulations, John. You know our panel, Don, Mike, Buzz, and Mr. Peter Johnson. I need you to choose one celebrity that you want to play with.
Don.
Don.
I'm Donnie. Here. I'm here to play with you.
All right. So, Don, I need you to sign in on this super match clue.
Okay.
Blank tree. Blank
I'm in.
Tree. It took him no time at all as he locks in. Now, John, we're going to help you here. We're going to go around the panel to give you some suggestions. You can either choose to go with one of those or go on your own. Mike, how would you fill in blank tree?
I would say oak tree.
Ah, the old oak tree. How about you, Buzz?
I would say Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. And how about you, Pete? What kind of tree? I'll say palm. Ah, palm tree.
Palm tree.
Those are all good clues. Or you can go out on your own. John, what do you think? I want you to use a little ESP here. What do you think, Don said?
I'm going to go with oak tree. I think Mike's on to something.
All right, oak tree it is. Now, John, if we haven't already told you, you won $50. If you match Don, you win $100. Don, did you say oak tree?
No, I had apple tree.
Apple tree. But they were all great answers, and everyone's a winner today on Match Dame 2000.
Yay! Yes, that's right. There's the music.
Voila!
There we go. John, sorry about that, buddy.
I'd like to thank the Lord for $50.
All right, thank you. Hold on, please, John, and thank you for listening. And Robbie, we have some closing credits, right?
Yes, we do. So thank you, stars.
Thank you, Rob.
And we will see you next time on Match Game 2000.
Match Game 2000 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production.
Yay.
Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
Well, Pete Johnson, is this your first time ever on a game show?
Yes, it is.
And how would you rate this time on the game show?
I would rate it as a B+.
A B+.
Wow.
What kept it away from being an A?
If I would have made like $50, that would have been an A.
you already made $20 for me today.
$20 was a B+.
Yeah. Very good.
And, you know, he tried to give me the $20 back during the break, and I wouldn't let him do it.
He's a nice, honest man, isn't he?
He is.
Good man, Pete.
For another $20. I got $20 more, Pete.
Yeah.
If you can write...
Spell.
I'm sorry, yes, spell.
If you can write your name.
Contraception.
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 Right, he's writing.
C-O-N-T-R-A-S-E-P. Thank you. I will keep the money.
Yeah, nice try.
Thank you.
You missed it by one.
Yeah, you had an S.
What would have been your... Oh, I was going to see if you could get it on the second step.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's no S in contraception.
That's right. And as you know, no second prize there. But, Pete, we thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Pete.
Okay,
thanks,
Pete.
A
lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Pete. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, get out, Pete.
Goodbye, Pete.
Get out, Pete.
Pete, thank you so much.
Pete Johnson, ladies.
There he is.
Dirty Pete.
Good job.
Dirty Pete Johnson.
Johnny meets
Dirty. Peter. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike's not too anxious for him to leave. Mike's actually opening the door.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye, Pete.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Dirty Pete.
I wonder if he's busy for dinner.
Please, shut your mouth.
I love that man.
He's talking about Pete.
But we can dig it.
Pete Hello. Johnson.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Jesus.
Hello.
Oh, we had a phone call here. Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Hey, just for the record.
Yeah.
I thought Johnny Fairplay was banned from winning on the Don and Mike show anymore.
Was that Johnny Fairplay?
Yes.
No.
No!
No!
You You are effing me.
No, I can tell his voice anywhere. He sounds like a total homo.
Really? Johnny Fairplay.
How could anybody even remember Johnny Fairplay?
Naughty, naughty, Johnny Fairplay.
Hate is a powerful emotion, Don.
Hold on, yes, Robbie, what?
I believe Johnny Fairplay's on line one, isn't he?
All right, hold on. And, honey, I'm going to put you on with him. Hold on a second. Let me conference you with him. Hey, Johnny?
Yes?
Is this Johnny Fairplay?
No longer employed by an affiliate.
Oh, you mean you're not working at the radio station anymore?
But you're still Johnny Fairplay, and you still experience a lifetime ban.
No way!
Yes, now...
Way!
Way? Wait, lady, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the lady who ratted you out. She's excellent.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, go ahead. Give him the business, ma'am.
Johnny Fairplay, you suck.
Right. How's it going, Angel?
Thank Jesus now.
How's it going, Angel?
Fine. Oh, great.
What, do you know her, Johnny Fairplay?
Yeah.
Johnny. Oh.
She works at the station.
Oh, perhaps she's been...
She works at the station.
I don't work at the station.
Now somebody's lying.
Or she used
I don't
to.
Work at the station.
Or you used to.
Did you used to work at the radio station?
Yes, I worked there with Johnny Fairplay.
Oh, okay. God.
Jesus Christ. Is there anybody in Portland listening to the show who doesn't work at the radio station?
Ridiculous. Stay off our show.
Jesus Christ.
Incest.
Hello, hate you, Johnny Fairplay.
Don Mike Show.
Hello, Angel.
Hello, Donnie Mike Show.
Let's go, Angels. This is Bosley.
Johnny Foreskin.
I'll tell you right now, where's JJ?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. Is this Don?
And Mike.
Okay. Well, I want to rag on your butts, okay?
Right, honey, sure.
Okay.
How old are you? How old are you, ma'am?
Oh, well, I'm an elderly lady, okay?
Very good. God bless you.
And I smoke just like the both of you do, okay?
Fantastic.
Right.
Okay. So, get off of Grant Napier's butt, okay?
Listen, honey, I want to tell you something about him. Today he's being fired by KHTK.
No, he ain't.
Yes, he is.
No, they said listen at 4 o'clock.
Right.
Why, for you?
Right, listen at 4 o'clock.
We've got three guys that come on in the morning that could put you to shame, honey.
That's
okay,
why,
listen to me, you old bitch. Did you mention that you smoke?
Yes, I did.
I pray like you die of cancer.
Just like you both
you
do,
old,
okay?
You old bitch.
Rag off of Sacramento, okay?
Listen, you old C, why don't you just roll up and die?
Oh, I will one of these days, just like you will.
Why don't you just die,
you evil
you old
person, and
you old smelly.
Talk all this crap and then go to
old
church.
Smelly
we've been listening
bitch.
To you for 4 years. Oh, you're a bitch.
No, you're a bitch. I go to church. I go to church and I pray that God takes you away.
I pray that God takes you too. You're so evil, Don.
You're the C word.
Yeah, well, whatever.
No, you're not whatever.
Word.
You are the C word.
And I tell you, get off of Sacramento's ass.
Oh, and I tell you, go to hell, you bitch.
Oh, well, whatever.
You crazy old bitch with your dried up genitals.
Oh, give me
your
a break.
Dried
you don't
and
know
flaking vaginal areas.
Oh, give me a break. You wouldn't know what to do with it if it slapped you in the face.
Please.
Okay? And tell Mike to quit getting his ass up your butt.
What?
Okay?
My ass up his butt? How the hell would you manage that, you
well,
old
Well, you tell me, honey, because he does it every day.
You're barren, useless, wasteland.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm paying my taxes and we're retired.
You know what you are? You know, I've been listening to you. Can I get my two cents?
Grandma.
Listen, you crazy bitch. I have to delete that out.
I don't care what you have to do. I'm just telling you.
You just called me an effing a-hole.
Hey,
I'll tell you something, though, you crazy bitch. You might say you hate me, but you listen every day, you nutsy fagin.
If you fire Grant Napier, ain't no more.
Okay, then goodbye, because Grant Napier's fired.
Bullshit.
She has got the biggest potty mouth in the world.
But she, you know, through all of that, and I know we were fighting, but there's just something lovely about
yes,
her. I like her. I think she was pretty.
Do you kiss your illegitimate grandchildren with that mouth? That's what I want to know.
When she's rolling her own cigarettes.
Jesus Christ.
Grandma.
God damn.
Yeah.
Roll
that was.
Roll them, honey. Well, man,
God.
Makes me happier that Grant Napier's going to be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if not today, certainly by tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because I think we let the cat out of the bag by talking about it today.
We might have screwed up the process there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey. Thank you. We got a good morning show here. Got a great mid-afternoon show. And now we even got a better...
What are you talking about?
Firing Graham Meehier.
Okay. Whatever.
Stop.
Let it go, everybody. Let it go.
Hello,
cares. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, did you realize that nasty old lady was Sister Mary Elephant?
Class.
Shut up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Don and Mike I wanted to thank Jesus for the lady from Sacramento and for Grand Napier.
Okay. All right. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hold
I just want to stick up for you guys. That was the best thing you did. You guys played by the rules, and he's right, the one that laid into
this. Enough, please. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is a national
Does
show.
Anybody work in Sacramento during the middle of the day?
No, I guess.
Well, no, they really working.
They all listen to us.
My God, I mean, I say it must be just the best 4% might have taken over the area.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, do you guys feel as though you played more commercials since you got into it yesterday with that other radio station?
Do we feel we play more commercials since when?
Have you taken more breaks since you got into it yesterday with HTK?
No. We are at exactly the same point in the show as we always are.
Okay, thank you very much.
By the way, something.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Why do I care?
Yeah. Yes.
That's because more of you is a good thing.
What?
More of you is a good thing.
Where are you calling from?
Rochester, New York.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you care? You get the whole show every day anyway.
Oh, I love it. Except for when the Red Wings play. Then you guys get cut off, but hey, I should go do some work anyway.
And let me just break my heart here. Is it the Rochester Red Wings?
Yeah, it sure is.
Oh, God.
Not having a very good year, buddy.
All right, goodbye, buddy.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
So long.
Bye, buddy.
Get back to work. Oh, sorry, that's not necessary.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It is Darnell.
This is not Darnell.
No, it's been for everybody here in Sacramento. I want to say happy birthday to Grant Napier.
It is the real guy.
It's Darnell Valentine. That was Darnell, my man.
There he is.
He's gone. Darnell, my man.
Man, it took a lot to get him out of the woodwork.
Hello.
Hello.
Please turn your radio down.
Everybody here in Sacramento, I want to say.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I have a complaint about the morons that call this show.
Yes.
Like myself.
Right.
If you're a woman and you're calling the show, please know who you look like. Have you never heard the show before that you don't know that you're going to be asked what celebrity you resemble?
This guy is upset about that one from an hour ago with the match game?
And I'm behind this guy 100%.
Know what you look like. They're going to ask you.
That's right.
Thank you. The love of the long ball.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. What happened to the pictures I was supposed to see?
That's a good call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
Don and Mike, this is Grant Napier.
Okay, enough. I'm now putting a moratorium.
Yes.
On that douchebag's name on this show.
Right, he's history anyway. What's the matter?
Please, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Grant Nipple here.
Okay, enough. Whew. You know what? Forget it. Sacramento, you know what? Now you're starting to piss me off today.
Here, here.
Enough. Enough. You know, you would think the people of Sacramento would be happy that we went to bat.
Right.
That we got in this big fight with management to get the whole show cleared on KHTK, which we believe we've done.
Right.
That we've gotten the douchebag after us fired.
Right.
You know, just let it go.
We know you hate the guy. Just don't pollute our airwaves with him, okay?
Right. Please, come on. Be glad that we did what we did. We're done with it.
Right.
Now, let's see if we can take a call without any more of that silliness. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Can things go any worse today?
Please, no more silliness.
Pardon me. What?
No. Dead serious this year, Don and Mike.
Serious. What? What do you want?
Did you watch, did you guys hear that the Richard from Survivor, they're waiting for him to get off the island because he's molested children, apparently, back in wherever he lives?
No, that's not true. He got in his own child because his son got fat. Isn't that the story, Buzz?
He allegedly hit his kid, but he's actually been cleared of that charge as well. So that's not... What?
I wanted to see him cuff that freak.
But you made that up, sir, didn't you? You completely made that up. Because
No, I read it in the paper. What? And would the paper lie?
What paper? The Homophobe Daily.
That may have been it. I tend not to look.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to unplug the telephones now.
Here, here.
Hey, get ready, everybody. The rest of the show is just going to be us.
Yep.
No more of you.
Yes, your privileges are being taken away.
Just us. And I'm not even going to do the contest now.
There you go.
I was going to do the contest.
Wow. Why bother?
But we're not going to do the contest. We just got too many dickweeds calling us right now.
Here, here.
When we come back from this break, no, we'll do the contest. What the hell? What the hell? I can't blame the contest players.
Just because of that last guy.
And the guy before him.
And a couple of guys before that.
And that old bitch before them.
Well, she was special.
Be the 100th caller right now, and we will give you a shot. $500 with a secret sound. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. And then when we come back after the contest, I'll give you your choice of either calling the future.
Okay.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Or we could do an episode of Way Out There.
Ah, Way Out There.
Okay. Two great options coming up. Be caller 100 right now. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Moon.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
They'll gladly run around in circles for ye, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We're in New York today.
Oh, yeah.
Be here tomorrow, too, at WNEW. Time now for a call number 100, and here you are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, the 100th caller.
Right. Who's this?
Right on, Ron Emery.
Right on, Ron. Where are you from?
Right on!
Spokane, Washington.
Ron, call 100, and you've won the 20-minute prepaid long-distance phone card from Sprint PCS. Go to www.sprintpcs.com for information on long-distance phone service.
All right.
Have you heard the new secret sound number 6?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, it's not a stapler, and it's not a briefcase.
I think I got a pretty good idea.
All right, good. He's got some confidence. We'll play you the sound now. I'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. If you get it, you get $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Peter Johnson.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
And you know, the entire WNEW building buzzing after Peter's latest appearance on our show, Dirty Peter Johnson, Pecker.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
For $500, what is that sound?
Well, I'd have to say it's the little bar that you push to open the microwave door.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. That's got to be it.
Not a chance.
I saw you, Sherrod.
Not a chance. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Not even close. Thank you. And don't forget that every guest...
It's a clue for you.
Clue for you.
All right.
Okay, now here are your choices.
Okay.
We have either a chance to call the future.
I love to call the future. Future of the past.
Which means we'll be calling Australia, where it's tomorrow already.
That is so exciting to me.
Of course, we also we haven't done Way Out There for a while.
Way Out There.
And we have, we have a setup for both of them. So, I don't know. Maybe we can do both.
Let's try Way Out There first.
I gotta agree.
Because Way Out There takes longer.
It sure does, everybody.
Yes, it does.
I'm Ken Stevens.
And I'm Alan Leinwand.
And welcome.
Can I change it today, please?
Who would you like to be, somebody?
Introduce yourself first.
I'm Ken Stevens.
And I'm Sam Ben Ruby.
Oh!
And welcome to today's edition of Way Out There.
Wonderful.
We, of course, do radio from a pro-gay perspective.
Absolutely, because there's just not enough of it available on the radio airwaves.
We both work for CBS Broadcasting, Home of Survivor, and Big Brother.
Absolutely wonderful reality programs with gay men.
And, of course, the delicious Don and Mike show.
Oh, they're delicious.
And we're going to be calling today on Way Out There. We're going to be calling two men in San Diego who are making names for themselves as leather makers to the stars.
Leather makers? Oh, I love beautiful leather crafts.
They design leather bikinis, vests, and other kinky gear for celebrities, including the lead singer of Judas Priest, Rob Hartford.
Oh, I just, you know, working with leather must be very difficult because it can be very hard.
And although many of the customers are gay,
yes,
some conservative heterosexuals prefer to wear leather chaps.
Oh, leather chaps. You know, I've got a pair of leather chaps. I've had them for years and years. They're very
buttless.
Soft. They're buttless? Well, I just wear them around the house. And they're soft, they're supple, like me.
They're dreamy.
Soft and supple.
I'm way out there.
I'm Sam Ben Ruby.
And I'm Ken Stevens. Well, and welcome to Way Out There.
What about
doing mainstream radio from a gay man's perspective?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Well, what matters, sticky fingers?
It's the Robbie.
Yes.
Dial this, please, on line number 5. That's the number. I think they're there.
And put your chef's hat back on.
Dial 9 first.
What concoction are you cooking up for us today, Robert?
You said concoction.
Robert.
Scones!
Robert Bottom.
Hi, everybody. Listen, my name is Kenneth Stevens. Kenneth J. Stevens.
And I'm Sam the Man Ben Ruby.
And we both work for CBS Radio. We do a...
I'm sorry. The number you have reached, area code 212...
No, he's supposed to be calling area code 619, Robbie.
Well, look at the size of his fingers.
Try line 6.
Robert Wadhams has such large fingers.
619, it's in San Diego.
You know what that means. I just love watching him dial, though. It's just fun.
Okay. That sounds like a ringy dingy to me. I'm Ken Stevens.
I'm Sam Ben Ruby.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Way Out There. We're gay, and it's okay.
It's okay to be gay. That's what we tell you every day.
Hello?
Name and your number. I will call you right back.
Oh.
Jesus, that's loud.
No, that hurt my delicate ears.
You know what, Rob, I'm going to ask you to redial that.
All right.
Because you know what? I'll let you know a little secret. During the commercial, I pre-called to make sure that people were there.
You're a taskmaster. You do that, yes.
I did that thing where I called, and when they pick up the phone, I say, excuse me, I have the wrong number, and I hung up.
And then we had all these pesky problems with the phones.
Hmm.
It's a pretty phone, though. It looks like a princess phone.
And speaking of princesses, hello, everybody. This is Kenneth J. Stevens.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, is this Daryl?
Yes, it is.
Daryl, hi, my name is Ken, and this is my friend Sam.
Hello, Daryl.
Hi.
Listen, we're on the radio right now. I hope that's okay with you. We're doing a national radio show called Way Out There.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
We are doing an openly gay show for the CBS Radio Network, and my name is Kenneth Stevens.
And I'm Sam Ben Ruby. Would you mind being on the radio with us?
No, not at all.
Very good. We wanted to talk to the man who's the leather maker to the stars.
We love leather, and we hear that you make just delightful, delicious leather crafts in your workshop.
That is true.
Now, listen, I have some questions for you, because I enjoy wearing leather.
I know you do.
Would you make, could you make a pair of buttless leather chaps?
Absolutely.
You could. Would you be able
to... As a matter of fact, our original design in chaps totally exposes the backside for absolute comfort and most visually aesthetic wear.
Oh, that is marvelous.
That's dreamy.
I was always curious, can leather be worn under clothing? Can you wear leather briefs or boxers?
I have, on occasion, worked in areas where I had to wear a suit and actually wore a leather harness and a leather jock underneath my suit.
Is that wonderful?
That's it. We have our answer. I'm walking on air.
That is wonderful.
That is marvelous. How long does it take you to produce an average pair of leather chaps for some of your customers?
We give ourselves 2 weeks, and it never takes that long.
Oh.
We have an incredible turnaround time. Depending on the back orders or how many people have come in, we sometimes can get them done in one day.
I wanted to say, let me do a station break right now, everybody. Hi, you're listening to Way Out There. This is Kenneth J. Stevens.
And this is Sam the Man Ben Ruby.
We are coming to you on the CBS Radio Network. We work for CBS. As a matter of fact, we work in upper management at CBS.
Absolutely, and we do this little program because we just want you to know it's okay to be gay.
And we are calling a man right now on our radio show who makes gay fashions. Now, I don't want to stereotype, because you actually make fashions for people other than gays, don't you?
I didn't know there were people other than gay.
Oh, that is the right answer.
Bravo to you.
Now, can you tell us the name of the... Who's the biggest gay celebrity who has bought something from you recently? I said bought. I sound like one of those illiterate shock jocks.
Have you sold anything to Andy Dick?
With all due respect to your show and to you folks...
Yes?
Our clientele is... We take pride in not disclosing that type of information.
And you know what? We can understand that.
Can we give him another round of applause?
We appreciate that.
Absolutely. What's the most expensive leather product that you sell?
You know something that's very, very difficult? Our website is eatleatheratHome.com.
And if you look...
Eatleather.
EatleatheratHome.com.
That's the name of the company, Eat Leather.
Yes.
and it's eatleatherathome.com. And if you look at our price list, nothing that we make is outrageously expensive.
Oh, good for you.
Can I ask you about something that I enjoy in my boudoir? A cat of nine tails.
Cat o' nine tails.
Do you, I, you know me, Sam.
I know. Please call it by its proper name. Cat o' nine, no, not of
cat,
nine.
Cat of nine tails. And excuse me, it's Captain Crunch, not Captain Crunch.
All right.
And it's Little Kim, not Lil Kim.
Okay, be that way, bitch.
Wow. Hey.
I'm sorry.
Not in front of the help.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Can I apologize to you on the phone? I just lost control. Please accept my humble apology.
I just want to do a quick reset here, everybody. Hi, this is Kenneth J. Stevens.
And this is Sam Ben Ruby.
And you're listening to Thursday Get Together of Way Out There. We're talking right now to Daryl from San Diego, who's a leather maker. In our next break, we're going to be talking to our former favorite Center Square on Hollywood Square. Jim J. Bullock's coming on the show.
Ooh. I am so looking forward to talking to him, and maybe we can ask him if he likes to wear beautiful leather things.
Now, the cat of nine tails.
Okay, you.
How much would that run me?
Approximately $80, depending on the style and the shape and the length and the leather that you want used.
Can you put a design on all of your leather products if you wish to?
What do you mean by a design?
Like, I like all of my things, and I have a big wardrobe, shoes, hats, underwear, robes.
That comes as a big surprise to me. Anyway.
I have butterflies. I
want to tell you, this is a funny gentleman we have on the telephone today.
Isn't he dreamy?
I'll tell you right now.
He's wonderful. I love butterflies, and I'm wondering, if I were to buy, I'm interested in the chaps. If I was to buy the chaps, could I get butterflies, maybe different colors, on each chap? Hello?
Now, is that a real question, Sam, or is that a gag question?
It's not a gag question. You know I love butterflies.
I know you do, but
every card you've ever gotten me, Christmas, Easter, and birthday, was always has a butterfly on it.
I know that, but I don't know if Daryl knows that. I mean, Daryl...
No, that's a real serious question. People like having very unique things placed on their items.
Like a butterfly.
Like butterflies, or...
Answer the question, then, please, because they love butterflies.
What you could do is there are various ways. You could have it embossed. You could have it painted on with various kinds of acrylic paints. You could have embroidered on. The only thing that you cannot do in chaps is look bad.
Oh, aren't you so right, girlfriend? Let me tell you something. We've had a lot of guests on Way Out There, but this is my all-time favorite.
He is simply super. And if I could ask you a personal question, I'll have to do a station reset again.
Hit me with your best shot.
Excuse me. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Way Out There on the CBS Westwood One Network. Happy Thursday to you. I'm Kenneth J. Stevens.
And I'm Sam Ben Ruby.
And we're doing Way Out There. We're talking with a dreamy young man from San Diego. His name's Daryl. He makes leather.
Mr. Leather.
Daryl, if I could ask you, who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Well,
of course, I immediately think of Daryl Dragon, who is with, you know, Captain and Tennille.
Absolutely.
That's my first Daryl. You know, I've got that thing for sailors.
I understand that.
I've been accused of looking like two celebrities.
Who?
Whom I don't think I look like either of them.
Do tell.
One of them was Martin Sheen, and the other one was Jeff Stryker.
Oh, be still my beating heart.
Palpitation time, palpitation time.
I want to ask you something. Daryl, do you ever get to the New York metro area where we broadcast from?
Not yet, but we do sell to a lot of people in New York.
Have you ever sold any leather chaps to Mayor Rudy Giuliani?
I think, listen, Samuel, I think he already said he's not going to divulge any of that information.
Have you ever, let me modify the question, okay?
All right, modify the question for me.
Here's the modified question for you, Daryl. Have you ever sold your leather products to any political figures?
No, because we promised we wouldn't make stuff for children.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Bravo.
He's wonderful, but I want to tell you why I appreciate the fact that he has discretion.
Yes.
Because for many years, and Daryl, I don't know if you're gay or not, I will tell you that for many years, though, I myself worked in management at CBS, and it was a well-kept secret that I was gay.
I can't imagine how well kept that secret must have been.
All right, listen, I'm kind of out there now, but I kept it under control.
For years and years, and it was killing you, and finally, on coming out day, you decided to let everybody know that you, Ken Stevens, were gay.
And then right after that, you, Sam Ben Ruby,
I've always been a follower,
joined me.
I follow the leader.
And we just think it's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And I guess my point is, 2 or 3 years ago, if someone would have called you up and said, hey, hello, Daryl, do you sell fashions to Ken Stevens? I would have been put off,
right,
if you said yes. So I appreciate the fact that you help those who want to be anonymous. But I'm here to tell the world, my name is Kenneth J. Stevens. And I'm way out there.
Can we have a round of applause for discretion?
Yes, we can.
I can say one thing to you, though.
Yes.
There is a heavy metal artist by the name of Rob Halford. He used to be in the band called Judas Priest.
I don't like that music.
Now, that's not nice.
Well, that's heavy metal. If everybody liked the same thing, there'd be a long line someplace, and it wouldn't be here.
How about Kenny G? Have you sold anything to Kenny G?
But if you look onto our website, www.eatleather.com, and look under uniforms, you will see a custom-made pre-1917 Russian Kozak uniform in black and silver leather that we made for him for his new album.
Idea alert.
Okay, what is it, Samuel?
Question for Daryl. Daryl, could you make me a full band uniform from the Music Man?
Yes.
You could?
Yes.
As a matter of fact, what I would do is I would print out pictures and get magazines pertaining to that, and I would buy leather that was exactly the same color as the uniform that you wanted.
In red with white epaulets?
You bet, and that would be such attention to detail, you'd think Edith had made it for you.
With feathers?
Now, listen, you're being silly now.
I'm sorry.
Will you stop it?
If it's possible, it can be done.
I have one more serious question for you about my own personal taste. As I mentioned, we work for CBS, and we're proud that CBS is airing a show. It's way out there, everybody.
Hello.
And happy Thursday from Kenneth and Samuel.
As a footnote,
yes,
I'm homosexual.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Welcome, brother.
There you go.
Would it be possible to make some kind of a vest? I'm thinking about a vest when I go clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the Billy Idol look where I wear this loose leather cap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, hands down.
And the vest I want would have the CBS eye on the back of it.
Oh.
You know, like the CBS logo?
And then maybe underneath the eye, Ken.
As a matter of fact, if you would so desire, I could put a pulley on the back where the icon.
You're Randy.
Bravo.
Listen,
on behalf of everyone from way out there, this is Kenneth J. Stevens.
And this is Sam Ben Ruby.
We want to say
and this is Daryl Devaney.
Thank you for being on our radio show, Daryl.
Bye, Daryl.
You're dreamy.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.
Oh,
wasn't he wonderful?
Fantastic. And you get your vest with a CBS eye, and I get my band leader out for some Music Man.
Best ever.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. you know what? That's time capsule material right there.
Amen.
That is time capsule material.
Wonderful. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
He said, can I tell you something? I'm gay. Real. Shocker. You're gay.
No.
Really.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right. Certainly not.
Not at all.
Certainly not.
Ask Ken and Sam.
Sam. And wait till that reaches back to Sam tomorrow.
I hope we bump into Sam tomorrow.
You will.
Oh, God damn, that's fun.
I do indeed.
Oh, that's fun.
All well, right. You know what? We don't need to call the future now. I don't think we're going to do better than that.
I don't think so.
I think that, right? That's a good point to go to news. Right there, I think.
Wow.
Huh? Tell me something.
Yes.
It doesn't work when he does it, does it?
Buzz is all loose today. He took his funny pills today or something. What is your lead story tonight? Is it the fact that he can make me a CBS leather vest?
No. Let me put on my very heterosexual voice and say how one of the Big Brother roomies killed a guy.
Oh, yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
right?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, so we'll talk about the Big Brother guy.
Right.
Okay, but Stay tuned
for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Broadcasting from the studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
Right, now listen, tomorrow you'll have a chance to win a 20-inch color TV.
Wow.
When you get to interview some lame third-tier star.
Now, you said it was from the Shawshank Redemption, is that right?
The only guys I know from Shawshank Redemption
Morgan
are...
Morgan Freeman.
And Tim...
Robbins.
Tim Robbins. That's it. Other than that...
If we don't have... Yeah, we'll have to make do.
It's neither one of those guys.
Right.
That I'm sure about. And what do you have there, Charlie? What's the guy's name?
I wanted to tell you, you definitely know who Bob Gunton is.
Oh, big name!
Bob. Yeah, sure. Oh, the Gunton man. The,
yeah.
The Gunter. The man
of Gunstinia.
Yeah, who the hell is that?
He's in the Perfect Storm.
Is he really? Is that the guy with
the guy with the beard?
Is that the guy with the funny face?
Is he on Survivor?
Well, listen,
I don't see either.
We are dealing now with the with the biting whip of Charles Loring Broyhead.
Was he in Boogie Nights?
Yes, I believe he was.
That's one of the big stars of Perfect Storm.
Which guy was he in Perfect Storm?
He was the guy with the beard that got into the fight with the guy with the tattoo.
He's the guy.
The guy with the kid?
He's the guy that gets sucked over the side.
But he's the guy with the ugly face.
Yeah, the guy with the ugly face.
He's a player.
Well, you know what?
He's a star.
We'll still give away the chance to talk to him.
Very
tomorrow.
Good. Excellent.
What the hell?
Who was he in Boogie Nights?
Yeah. He was.
No,
a,
I'm
he
looking
was
to
the,
see if he was in that.
All right. Well, maybe he wasn't.
he may not have been.
You said he was, and I
know I said he was.
Okay, very good.
Second time.
Boys.
Moron.
Well, we don't even know for sure if it's the guy from Perfect Storm yet.
Wow.
No, we know that.
He's in what character? It says the character he plays in
Mike,
Perfect Storm.
I'm going to give you his bio.
Let me hold on. Maybe somebody knows.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
It's a little easier.
Hello.
Guys,
hello.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hi.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, man, I've been a new listener here in New York, man. I want to know when you guys are going to go on live here.
Well, as soon as they move Opie and Anthony to the morning slot.
Oh, those guys are great, too, man. You know, I went to go to their website, opieandanthony.com.
Yeah?
And it turns out, because I know I had this fight with that other guy, you guys can say his name, right? Stern?
Yeah.
And it's a group from Stern called the Disciples of Stern took over their website.
Okay, I'm sorry. I only got time for my own disc jockey fights. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that Bob Gunton, I don't know why I know this, but he was the warden in Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, okay. I know the guy you're talking about. He's the needle nose guy, and he plays... I'm trying to think.
He's in a lot of things, but I can't think of
who
one.
Who is he in Perfect Storm, then?
I haven't seen that yet.
I saw that movie. Which guy was he in Perfect Storm?
I'm drawing a total mental block because I know the guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, maybe somebody knows.
Well, let me try line four.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Is he the boss of all the captains?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No.
Yeah, I know who Bob Gunton is.
Do you know who he is in the Perfect Storm?
Alexander McAnally, the third.
Okay, but which character was it?
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. You don't even know. That's a fake name.
Okay, goodbye. Hmm. Hello, John and Mike show.
Hi, I know who the guy was in Boogie Nights.
Well, no, we're dealing with a different guy now.
No, we're talking about Perfect Storm.
Because if he's if he's the warden in Shawshank Redemption.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don and Mike. I wanted to know who that guy was on that soundbite on your last reentry.
I don't even remember.
Charles Barkley.
Thank you, Robbie. Right. Oh, that's right. F you and your family, too. There's not going to be a controversy. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know who he is in the Perfect Storm.
Who?
He's a guy in the beard that gets the hook through his hand.
No.
Tapping the hook, and then the hook goes through his hand, and he gets pulled off the boat.
No, we saw the movie. Okay, you know what? Michael's going to go on the web, and we're going to find
him. If it's the same guy, and I believe this is true, if he plays the warden in Shawshank Redemption, like, he's an older actor.
Is that the guy I'm thinking of, who you're talking about, from Perfect Storm, was in that piece of F.H.I. movie that Kevin Costner was in, The Love of the Game? He played the catcher in Love of the Game. Do you remember that? That's the same guy who got pulled off the boat in
the same guy. Absolutely.
That's the actor. Hold on.
That's the actor.
Randall McAnally III. He was in...
Oh, no.
He was in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Hmm.
He was in Patch Adams.
Wow.
He was in Broken Arrow.
Okay, he's an older actor. He's not the same guy that gets pulled over.
He was in Ace Ventura.
He is the old guy. Did you see the Shawshank Redemption?
No, I mean, I saw the end where they climbing through the crap.
He's the villain.
I never really saw it.
He's the warden that abuses the guy.
I never really saw it.
But I'm trying to think of the perfect storm, what he does in the perfect storm.
Well,
it's impossible.
Listen, you know what? Screw it. We'll have somebody else talk to him tomorrow.
Good actor, though. I mean, really good. Plays lots of villains, like the bad. He's the bad doctor in Patch Adams.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who remembers Patch Adams?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, he was the warden.
Thank you, genius.
He's Mike, been in Dolores Claiborne.
Hey, thank you. I'm the DVD player. Thank you.
Mike read that on the bio already. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I know what guy they're talking about. Thank you.
What? Turn your radio down, please.
I know what guy they're talking about Bob Gunton, the guy in The Perfect Storm.
Yes, who was he in Perfect Storm?
It was the guy, it was a secondary story. It was the...
Oh, he was on the boat,
he was on the sailboat
with the two women.
Oh. You mean that French-looking guy?
No, not a French-looking guy.
I mean, to me, he looks like a French guy. The guy that was on the sailboat who said, it's my boat, and we'll sail through it.
He's played villain after villain after villain.
Yeah, okay, F him. Someone else can talk to him tomorrow.
Why are you mad at him?
Thank you, because he's a nobody.
I love him.
He's nobody. No, Robbie's nothing. I got craps bigger than him.
He was in the Shawshank Redemption, which is one of my favorite movies. He was the ultimate bad guy, and I liked him in that movie. But I mean, you know, we'll let somebody else.
Yeah, he's a big bore. He's not a big star. Yeah, now, if it was the guy with the funny face,
right,
the guy that got pulled off the boat in Perfect Storm,
he's kind of a guy that's not really leading man territory, but he's secondary.
He's a good character actor.
Very good character. And he's the star is rising on that guy. He's being in more movies.
The funny face guy.
Right.
And now it's time for Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You don't like him. Which one? The guy on the boat?
The
guy on the sailboat? No, I don't.
He always plays a bad guy. He played Nixon, too, in Elvis Meets Nixon.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
Great. We're not talking to him.
All right. Well, what the roommates on...
I don't doubt for a second that he'd be boring to talk to.
Yeah, it's been our experience. Most actors are boring to talk to.
Hi, Buzz. I know what you're talking about. Big Brother.
Right, exactly. And what the roommates on that show don't know is the roofer we all like so much once killed a guy. Story of my life.
That was Mike's pick. That's Mike's favorite on Big Brother.
My favorite guy. And
the roofer.
He blows his friend away on the woods. Well, it was an accident. 41-year-old George Schur.
That's what O.J. said.
Slipped on an icy log, causing his rifle to fire accidentally during a hunting trip.
Whoa.
George's wife tells Entertainment Tonight that George did not keep this secret from CBS, but did want to keep it secret from his TV roommates. CBS says, yes, it knows about George, but it says it looked into the incident and found that it was clearly an accident.
He wasn't on the roof when he slipped on the log.
I know, in the woods, I believe.
And his wife was on Entertainment Tonight last night, and she said, it would kill him if he knew this was out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it is.
Well, you know, you take your chances when you go on national television.
Yes. You know what else I read about that show today about Big Brother? That if you watch on AOL, which I've tried, it is, unfortunately, it's tedious and boring.
Right.
I like the .com guy better, but if you watch on AOL and you can pull up the streaming audio, they've discussed the fact that they think the show is boring, and that CBS is going to cancel the show.
Oh, really?
And that they feel ripped off because if CBS cancels the show, they only get like $350 a week.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
That totally sucks.
And it could happen.
It has been said that Survivor had saved CBS the way Millionaire saved ABC, so CBS lawyers don't take kindly to competitors trying to cash in on the iNetwork's hottest property, which is why they are all over ABC's Good Morning America for playing a game late last week called Times Square Survivor.
You know what I also want to say about Big Brother? The conspiracy theorist over here, I really don't think it's any accident that this came out about the roofer now.
I think they were probably holding it and they were saying, go ahead, lady, do the interview. This thing, it's by design. They knew all along if the ratings were tanking on the show, they're going to, hey, all right, release the information about the guy shooting somebody in the woods.
Release the hounds!
Well, ABC says its Good Morning America parody was just that of Survivor, all in good fun, and that CBS is taking things way too seriously. But CBS is especially steamed since it was planning a Survivor-inspired game for this week on its morning show. The game is still on, but CBS is not happy that ABC beat him to the punch. That prisoner who was just sure that he'd won $1 million with a bag of M&M's?
Yeah?
Really just won a bag of M&M's.
What? Oh, you know, I think he said something about about that yesterday, didn't you? Like, the guy had like maybe a one in a million chance really of winning the $1 million.
The candy company was playing it cagey. Today they're out with the answer.
Playing it cagey.
You know, they interviewed on Good Morning America, speaking
right.
of it.
Yes, right.
The other day they had a prison guard on, right. and the graphic underneath said, gave M&M's to inmate who won $1 million.
Right. So I understand people were committing crimes all over the country based on the fact that they thought they'd have a better chance of the money if they went in the joint.
That's true. A nice bag of Marshall Mathers. M&M.
A 27-year-old convict, Brian McCluskey, got a bag of candy in the colors like sky blue, white, and purple.
McCluskey?
He was just sure he'd won the $1 million in the candy company's fix-up the mix-up contest. The other prisoners were sure of it. The sheriff
what
was
kind
sure
of
it.
A slogan is that?
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Call it fix up the mix up. Come on, Joe.
Let's get to know Charlie.
Yep.
Fix up the mix up.
That's right.
That's the name. Fix up the mix up.
Mm-hmm. Charlie had the mind of a child.
They want to see the porn. Whee!
The sheriff was sure he had a winner. The deputy who gave the guy the candy for helping out around the jail was sure of it. She even went on national TV to talk about it.
Right.
But the M&M Mars company says Brian was just a first place winner. Which means he gets a free 16-ounce bag of M&M's.
Well, that's good in prison.
Yeah. The company says the grand prize winner is a family that wants its name kept out of the news.
You know, when you have those peanut M&M's in prison, uh-huh. you can hide them and trade them with your friends.
That's right, but they're all brown.
That's a good thing there's no dogs in prison. Well, with the peanut butter and all. And you know where that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, hold on. You know what?
All right.
We must do this now.
Okay.
We will be back with more news and more comment right after this.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bob Crane enjoyed the Hollywood nightlife and soon found new ways to blend his Playboy lifestyle with his passion for cameras. The star began to videotape sexual encounters. As co-star Werner Klemperer recalls,
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts that he enjoyed filming.
Oh, yeah.
Warning, the following program features no actual coitus. The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on, turn down that music, Jimmy. Mike has a message for us.
That's just sad.
Sorry, no sponsorship on that one.
Embarrassed.
Sorry about that.
That
everybody.
Is really embarrassing. It's all I could muster.
So we're getting all kinds of calls today from Sacramento, obviously, where the show is still being heard right now. I think it'll be taken off in about 15 minutes today, but a lot of people have called to say that they've called the business office, and the business office is telling people that starting Monday, the entire show will run every day. It's an entirety.
Wow.
In its entirety.
Wonderful.
On KHKK. And hopefully, maybe that'll be when they fire Grant Napier.
Excellent.
On Monday.
Probably. Very good.
Because I don't think it's going to happen today because they're good. Pissed that we let the secret out of the bag today.
Yeah, we kind of screwed things up, but we're very happy to be going on full time in Sacramento.
Starting on Monday. Now, listen, on tomorrow's episode, we will have this actor, this nobody.
You hate him.
Who we have been talking about for a while. We're having him on just to give away $16,000 from TNT.
Right.
Someone gets to interview him. Also, Howie Long is coming on the show. We're going to be discussing his relationship with Terry Hatcher.
Appropriate or inappropriate.
And a brand new low-budget Jeopardy. All of that for you on tomorrow's episode. Now back to Guy J. Birdley.
Officials in Philadelphia are circling the wagons after some cops got caught on tape kicking a suspect. The suspect had been shooting at the police and had stolen one of their cruisers in his efforts to resist arrest. But the tape shows 30-year-old Tom Jones, being surrounded first by 6 officers, then 12, then 24.
You know what he said when he was being kicked and hit?
What?
He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa."
The police took turns kicking him for about 30 seconds in the city of brotherly love.
He just wouldn't listen, Buzz. Mm-hmm.
This has reminded people, of course, of the Rodney King case in Los Angeles, but quoting the Philadelphia police commissioner, when somebody doesn't want to get arrested, there really isn't a very easy way of doing it.
Now, the truth of the matter is, this guy Tom Jones,
yes,
the police,
yes,
they threw hotel keys at him.
No underwear?
And when they caught him, he had a sock stuffed down his pants.
It's not unusual to be kicked. kicked by all the cops.
Rap star Eminem didn't like it when his wife kissed another guy, according to the official charges. That's why Eminem pistol whipped the guy. But a former bodyguard for the rapper says he thinks Eminem's wife Kim tried to kill herself recently because she believed he was cheating on her.
You know, I'd like to discuss this attempted suicide by Eminem's wife.
She slit her wrists, I guess.
Yeah, no, you kill yourself. You stab yourself. Yeah. What the story I read is she stabbed herself 5 times.
Okay.
Unless she slit her wrists. Well, I read a different account.
Really?
On MTV.com that she had stabbed herself 5 times.
I heard slit wrists.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
Who knows?
Maybe I'm wrong, but either way.
Who knows?
I mean, how do you screw that recipe up?
You mean like not succeed?
Yeah, whether it's stab yourself 5 times or slit your wrists.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why they call it a cry for help.
I think both things, you can do it to a degree. You know what I mean? So, I mean, she probably really didn't. Yeah, they call it a suicide.
Right, that's my point. Yeah. She really didn't want. Well, that's what I'm saying.
No way.
If you really want to do that job.
It takes a whole hand off.
Right, do it. Do it.
At the very least, she maimed herself, and this guy says that he did it because she thought that Eminem was cheating on her. And this bodyguard says Eminem has done that a lot. In the upcoming book, Shady Business, the bodyguard says Eminem made a career out of taking advantage of all the groupies.
You know what's amazing about the upcoming book? I mean, have you seen this guy, Eminem? I mean, like, what's the... Oh, boy, what a shock. He cheated. The incredible pillar of morality, Eminem, cheated on his wife. Oh, he's a bad guy. Well, he's never made any effort to show himself as anything but a bad guy.
That's true.
You know, anybody out there thinking about suicide, first I want to tell you something seriously about it. That it's your one ticket to make sure that God kicks you in the ass.
You've always said that you believe that is the one ultimate sin if you take his greatest gift.
You can do anything, and I told you before, I really believe in my heart that the worst people in society, and I'm talking about people like Dan Mason from CBS Radio. I'm talking about Adolf Hitler, Mussolini. I believe that they're all in heaven somewhere. Really? Okay, they're all bad people. Dan Mason, Adolf Hitler, Mussolini.
Oh, God.
They're all bad people, but they have a place in heaven.
Huh.
You know the ones God doesn't let in? Are the people who try, or the people who do, in fact, kill themselves.
Because it's like the ultimate stealing.
You're taking away the greatest gift God has given you. So to those people, I say you have 2 choices.
Mm-hmm.
Either don't do it.
Right.
And, you know, if you're going to do it, and you know that this is what you're getting into, just do it all the way.
Do it right.
Because I can't give you any guarantees about how God is going to treat someone like Kim Eminem.
And for God's sakes, don't let it. You just threw me with the Kim Eminem. Don't let it disrupt major traffic patterns when you do it, too.
Yeah, right. Don't jump off a bridge.
Right.
You know, when Kim Eminem gets up there, who knows what God's going to say? God's going to say, you know what?
Right.
You tried to take away the greatest gift I gave you.
No.
Yet, you didn't have the balls to go all the way with it.
No, God's going to say, I'm the real Slim Shady.
Kim and M.
Well, the records sell, and so will the book. And this bodyguard says Eminem would audition these girls, these groupies, by having them show him their piercings.
Yeah.
The guard says a young woman in Sweden actually fooled Eminem and his entire posse with fake IDs. The guard said she looked 19, but was really 15.
Oh, God.
The book also talks about Eminem's use of alcohol and the drug known as ecstasy.
Is that wrong? I mean, the 19 and 15 thing?
Yes, in some jurisdictions, it's considered such.
Thank you.
Very bad.
Okay, Buzz, got to do another break.
All right.
We'll be back from New York right after this.
This is
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Broadcasting live from New York, New York, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, everybody, stop calling. Whenever I do my suicide rap,
right,
someone always calls in to say Hitler committed suicide.
Ah, you're right, absolutely.
However, I'd like to point out there's no proof of that. There's also a thought of school that he was killed by one of his generals.
Yeah, that's true.
However, to make this correct for anybody listening, the people in heaven, because they didn't commit suicide, would be Mussolini, Saddam Hussein, and Dan Mason from CBS Radio.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Now back to Guy.
A jeweler on Beverly Hills Rodeo Drive says Michael Jackson walked out of his store with a diamond-laden watch.
What does religion have to do with this?
Nothing.
So a jeweler.
No, jeweler. A guy who sells jewelry.
Oh,
there it is.
All right.
Huh?
Jeweler.
So he says Michael Jackson walked out with his watch and then refused to pay for it. The watch, which the jeweler politely says Jackson borrowed, is worth nearly $1.5 million.
Oh, wow.
The owner says he agreed to let Jacko try it out for a few days, but the Jackson kept it for 4 months.
Thank you very much,
Jacko.
I don't want to return it, but I like it. I'm torn. I have quite a dilemma.
And then the jeweler
What is the dilemma?
I want to take it back, but I can't because I'm not in control of my desires and my wants. Come on. Then the two of us. Do you know where I can get some leather chaps?
Hey, I heard of a amusement park today you might want to go to.
What's that?
Pedophile. Like
that. Oh, fantastic. Will Charlie Stock will be there? Shim on.
The jeweler says the watch
gave a big bathtub race every day at noon.
Yeah, that's right. It's so much fun on wheels. Whee!
The jeweler says the watch came back used and scratched, along with a note from the gloved one saying he didn't want it after all.
Used and scratched, it's smelling of something.
Root beer.
Jackson's people deny this, call the lawsuit meritless, and accuse the jeweler of trying to take advantage of Jackson's celebrity.
They all try to take advantage of me, including Lisa Marie Chamon.
It's Opie versus Austin Powers in Hollywood's latest battle royale. Ron Howard's Imagine Entertainment joined Universal Pictures in suing Mike Myers for walking out on the Dieter movie.
You know, all I know about this is that I don't think that Mike Myers is wrong. That the whole Sprockets thing was a lame bit on Saturday Night Live.
Well, and they've made so many movies out of their horrible bits that aren't funny movies either.
And I applaud Mike Myers because he came out and he said, listen, I don't want to make a movie that's a piece of crap, even for $20 million, because the plot line is just not there. It's not funny.
And he's smart because he'll keep making $20 million right. If he doesn't do that. And that's a smart career move.
Dieter, of course, is the German Saturday Night Live character created by Mike Myers. Now, Myers countersued Universal, accusing, among other things, assault. He says, Opie is not the nice boy we came to know on the Andy Griffith Show. He says Ron Howard warned him it was going to get ugly and told him not to be a martyr to his artistic integrity. The assault charge has to do with the way the lawsuit was served on Myers. He says a thug hired by Universal recklessly chased him and his wife, causing them to crash their car into their garage while trying to escape.
So Opie hired a thug?
Well, that's what Mike Myers says.
I just want to say right now, take the summons. Right. I'm going to chase you. I'll drive you right off there. You think, hey, Austin Powers, you want to make sure you're going to die? Don't take these papers right now, you know? Come on now. I'll push you right off the road, you effing idiot.
There's just one other thing you need to know about Mike Myers saying that the script sucked for the Dieter movie.
Yeah?
Mike Myers co-wrote that script.
And I knew that, which is why
right.
I give him grace. You know
right.
what? I wrote something that's no good.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be good. I hope the whole thing blows over. I really do.
Good.
I hope the whole thing blows over. We'll take him fishing. How about we take him a nice fishing trip?
And all I know is Opie hires Sonny Soprano to follow me.
That's because he's you know, he wasn't paying attention. He wasn't playing ball.
Uh-huh.
He was, what do they call it, a slave to his artistic
integrity.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Yeah, he's an effing moron.
Something you should know about the battle against Napster. It sounds like a noble battle at first when you hear musicians say that their hard work is being stolen from them through this internet program.
Like Richard from Pull My Finger.
You see Brian Adams and Dr. Dre and Metallica using their name on full-page newspaper ads.
Brian Adams should be glad that people are stealing his record.
He's very big in England, you know.
Brian Adams prays that people buy his record. He should be glad people are stealing his record.
He's very big in Canada, too. They've all been taking out these full-page newspaper ads and calling their group Artists Against Piracy. But then you find out that the ads were paid for by Napster's competitors in the music downloading business.
Hmm.
The Minneapolis firm Cognicity won't say how much money it contributed. A New York company called Everad, which makes software called PlayJ, made a donation. And Supertrack...
PlayJ.
Portland,
I welcome
Oregon.
To PlayJ.
Supertrack of Portland, Oregon admits it kicked in some bucks, according to this week's New York Post. So now you know.
Hmm. Brian Adams makes me want to take a Napster. I'll tell you that right now, Buster.
But great skin.
OJJ. OJJ.
OJJ?
Comedian.
Are you talking about OJ or?
JJ.
Oh, OJJ.
O,
OJJ. Okay.
Comedian Jimmy JJ Walker escaped injury when his car hit another in Ocean County, New Jersey.
JJ.
Two people in that other car got minor injuries.
Why are you driving so fast, JJ?
That's the wrong JJ, Esther.
I'm sorry, JJ.
No, I take it back. That's the right JJ.
Why are you driving your car so fast, JJ? Come on, JJ.
Police. I get my JJ's mixed up for a second.
I was speaking to you from the grave.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Rule. JJ.
Police say Walker told them he was reaching for something when his vehicle swerved into another lane.
Not carefully.
They ticketed Walker for failing to maintain his lane. The 53-year-old who got famous by saying dynamite on the 1970 sitcom Good Times was doing stand-up at a club this week in...
Wear your seatbelt, please.
He was doing stand-up in Ship Bottom, New Jersey.
Please wear your seatbelt, JJ. Don't drive so fast. Be careful.
Jimmy Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, he's a good boy. Good man. I'm sorry. I don't want to get in trouble. JJ.
When we had him on our show, wasn't he just awful? He was one of those guys that didn't want to be funny when
yes.
he came in that day?
He didn't want to say dynamite.
He was not funny. Not funny. And he doesn't wear his seatbelt. Please be careful. Be very careful.
MTV comedian Tom Green is now engaged to marry his girlfriend, Drew Barrymore.
What do you think about that, Esther?
I think Drew Barrymore is a whore.
Oh, my.
A dirty whore.
The couple hasn't set a date, but they made it official about a week ago. He's 28, she's 25.
And she's on game.
He makes a cameo appearance in Drew's upcoming movie, a big screen version of the 70s TV show Charlie's Angels. This will be Green's first marriage. Drew was married to a bar owner for just under a year, about 6 years ago.
I hope he beats that cancer.
One more, please.
Mr. O'Mara, I'm Dr. Burbank. I'll be supervising the robot that will be doing your heart surgery today.
Really?
The government, this week, okayed the country's first robotic surgical device.
The robots are taking over, Jimmy.
Is this like Jonathan Winters, your Locke-in character?
Stay. I don't want Esther to leave.
It was invented, this robot, invented to help surgeons be less invasive when they cut on you.
Some of the aorta, Jimmy.
The Da Vinci surgical system got FDA approval for laparoscopic surgery, but already being tested on trickier stuff, including heart bypasses.
For the love of God, I can't find the valve. Where's the valve, Jimmy?
Experts say the machine doesn't tremble the way the hands of a tired doctor do.
You will need a bypass,
Tom. Thank you. Hold on.
Your best.
Hold on. It's time for the touchstones. He's the 100th caller right now.
Oh,
a prize package selected especially for you lies straight ahead. If you're the 100th person to call now on the toll-free thing at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don...
This is Don Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole. Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gay call. I cut it because he mentioned two local disc jockeys. But, I see. Picking up on that, tonight on this program, and we asked you about that you had told me before that you were in the Viagra test program and decided to go public with it. Was that a tough decision to make?
Just a couple of hard-working white guys, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I think I might have something for you.
Oh, man, you're going to make me look bad.
I don't know. I don't know how good this will be. Turn the music down, Jimmy.
Just keeps giving. It's got to be sponsored, Count.
That count?
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Egars, best cigars on the planet, on the web, www.egars.com.
Two fine ones today. Congratulations. And bookends, one at the beginning, one at the end.
And now back to Buzz.
In sports, Pedro Martinez, who spent the last 2 weeks nursing a strained muscle in his side, was activated today by the Boston Red Sox and started against the New York Mets' Bobby J. Jones. Boston went 6-7 after Martinez was put on the disabled list June 29th.
Hi, this is Bobby J. Jones.
And finally, Boston police had finally nabbed con woman Crystal Campbell. Yesterday, they had her in court for a preliminary hearing, which is where she decided to announce she's about to have a baby.
Oh.
The paramedics arrived just in time to see the puddle of liquid on the floor beneath her feet, so they rushed her to the hospital.
She wasn't just scared?
They believed that her water had broken.
Oh, I see, right.
But when the doctor at the hospital went into the exam room, Crystal was gone. The puddle on the courtroom floor was urine.
Yeah!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Wow,
on the Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Buzz. figure. There's no baby coming out there.
No,
not at all. All right, got to go listen. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have, right in the very beginning of the show, a replay of how the show that we did today aired in New York tonight. You'll hear how they edit us up here, and I think it'll be interesting. So we'll hear that on tomorrow's show. Plus tomorrow, the lame guy from TNT.
Yeah.
And the audience interview, and Howie Long talking about Terry Hatcher, brand new low budget Jeff RD, all of that for you on tomorrow's episode.
Good.
Now call 100 times. Hello, John and Mike show. Oh, hello. Hey, come on. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, say it.
I'm a winner.
That's close enough. What's your name?
I'm caller 100, Rick.
Rick, hi. Where are you calling from, Rick?
I'm calling from the Beanbag of Maryland.
And that would be?
Near Waldorf.
Yes, the scrotum of Maryland. You have won 25 Durex condoms. Feel love the way it's supposed to feel. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. Yeah. Durex condoms.
That's right. Great.
Enjoy. Thank you. Oh, and I almost forgot. Tomorrow, end of the week, it'll be Flush of Format Friday.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay,
that's
Scott and Todd. So we'll be getting into that on tomorrow's episode also. Thank you for listening, my friend.
You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Where are you calling from?
I'm on the way to Waldorf.
Oh, right. You told me that. Scrotum of Maryland. Gotcha. Thank you. Hold on a second. All right. Thanks to Dirty Peter Johnson for coming by today.
Yeah. Good job, Pete.
And if you want to see the pictures of Pete and Mike's birthday party, go to www.2exposed.com.
Excellent.
That's it. Got to go see you tomorrow with the new episode. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you, good night, Mike.
Thank you, good night, Don.
Robbie.
My friend, Don.
Please throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might.
Here we go. Off his teeth. Yeah, off his teeth. We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.